Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Rob, no, you know what?
Yep.
I think today...
Oh, no.
Yes. Today we can do without the...
You mean you're chucking it?
Yep.
For good?
Wow.
For
good.
You know what I call that? A Friday shocker.
There you go. Deal with that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's start today.
20 years.
Before he says his piece.
Without the beer.
Well, why not just play?
I like driving home
exactly,
with Don and Mike.
He's singing about yourself in third person.
I know.
How egotistical. How egotistical. Shut up, you. Not you, him. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Thank you for the emails last night. Were you drunk?
A wee tipsy.
Little bits of the weekend started a little early for you?
Yes, it did. It was such a beautiful evening.
Yeah, thanks for mine, Joe.
I got the drunky emails from Joe last night.
Just once, Joe.
They're nice. They're very nice. They're very flattering.
Yes, really like, repair our damaged relationship.
Like,
you know?
Hello, Don. It's Joe. I won't get into it, but it's about... it's
I love you. I hate Mike.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it said.
You know.
Right. And then the second one was
now you know what I... Did anything say... Was there anything in there about... You know, I know, now you know what I was dealing with when he was asking about all those sound effects just like yesterday. I'm not being paranoid, am
Mike,
I?
Mike, it was all show-related.
Oh, okay.
Just Joe's thoughts about pushing the envelope and management, et cetera. And I like, so he signs off, and it's very nice, and I can tell he's drunk. When I'm reading it this morning, I can tell. And then I noticed that he sends a second one like 5 minutes later.
Right.
It's like, P.S., bring back strip trivia. That'll show them. We can put the pictures of hot people on the internet. Joe.
He was feeling randy.
Joe.
420.
Man. 420.
Wow.
420.
Big 420 day in the Ardinger household.
420.
Well, Joe, I appreciate it. I would hold on before you give us your weekend sign on here. Mike, a gift for you from our friend Buzz Burbank.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yesterday we had been discussing. Well, Buzz had been discussing Arnold Schwarzenegger's penis.
Constantly.
Right.
I can't stop talking
about it. Do we have a nude?
Buzz brought in the photo from the Pumping Iron days of Arnold's penis. Well, so let's get that right at donandmikewebsite.com.
All right. You know, I know that Maria Shriver once said being mounted by a horse.
A big man.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem to be the...
Maybe it was Mike obsessing about... No, Mike said the thing about being mounted like a... No, it was Mike said the thing about being mounted like a horse.
I remember the quote, yes.
You said...
I had given you guys a nude picture before, and I could bring it in again if you like. And you said, yes, I'd like.
Oh, did I?
Yes, that's how I remember it.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Was yesterday Fag Tuesday on the show?
Oh, God, you should have heard it.
All right, this is a wonderful picture.
Hold on. As it turns out, Tuesday we did also do a lot of gay material. Yesterday would have been Gay Thursday.
Yes, of course.
Gay Thursday, since today is Gay Friday.
But yesterday was the gayest.
Well, thank you for the picture, Buzz.
Certainly. You're welcome. Enjoy.
And he appears to be slightly larger than average.
It's suitable for framing.
And thank you for the emails, Joe.
But in no way horse-like.
Sure. No.
And now, hold on a second. Play your jingle first.
Listen up. This is the XM Nation.
Sure is.
60.6.
XM Radio. Another hour of music. Power. The Beatles.
Do it, Joe.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Bye. Just not fair. That, ladies and gentlemen,
20 years.
That is sabotage. There are hijackers on the show.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Two men.
So
flush the wish and make
with matches in their shoes. Broke through the door of the studio.
Right.
Came in.
Go back here.
Said, play the goddamn song. Hot foot.
Thought that I should make that very clear.
We're going to pull a Flight 93 on this in just a moment. I'm going to have to be the guy that steps up and says,
I love driving home.
Someone's got to step up for America.
That's right. Oh, yeah. My God. What a horrible way to cut that off. With Ava.
Ava Longoria.
She did it.
Hi, baby.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, so before we start the show, we always like having a couple of quick things to get to on, yes, on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. The haircuttery stuff, and then I'll save and tell you about that in a second.
Did you go?
No, I didn't, but I did get...
that would have been silly.
I did get a very nice electronic mail from the vice president of haircuttery.
Ah.
And I do have a list of the 7 people that have the haircuttery get a free haircut at any time you like cards.
Wonderful. So there really are only 7 others?
Well, according to...
Nationwide?
According to John Liner, who is vice president... Media Relations, Hair Cuttery Incorporated.
Very nice. I love his notes.
Worldwide.
The liner notes?
thank you.
Give you that in a second.
Happy Friday, everybody.
This is a warning, not necessarily a promotional announcement, a warning that Glenn Campbell may be calling the show. I know you're saying right now, the hottest stars
always
call.
Every day.
The Don and Mike show. There's a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance. Now, really, we're going to run both spectrums today, and neither one of these people will call. But there is a chance that either Snoop Doggy Dog or Glenn Campbell will call the show today. There are feelers into both of them. We're working on for one. Now, I know Snoop we want to talk to you about because he has some kind of dog food or something coming out now.
Are they traveling together?
And what is it with
they're touring.
What is it with Campbell, buddy?
Well, Glenn Campbell, my guess, how old do you think Glenn Campbell turns tomorrow?
65.
70.
70.
Oh,
it's
God.
His 70th birthday.
He looked 65 in that mugshot.
He's going to tour with the Beach Boys this summer, but not before he does a run at Branson with Charo. And we wanted to...
Is Charo still performing?
And he's going to be at Branson with Charo.
With Charo.
The do a run with Charo.
That is like the Saturday night show at the Copacabana in hell.
Yeah, so we're hoping he can call so we can wish him happy birthday.
I love Charo.
I love Glenn Campbell.
And I love Snoop Doggy Dog Izzle Shizzle. So,
I loved his performance in Soul Plane.
Probably neither will call, but just keep that in mind. When that phone rings, it could be one of any number of major stars calling the show today.
That is tremendously exciting.
I don't know.
That's tremendously exciting, Ross.
I don't know if I should get into this in great detail because I don't want to hurt my chick's feelings.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But, in whatever this is that I'm going into with her, the whatever part of this life that it is that I'm going into now with her, today we had, and she probably didn't even realize it, the first time that really I realized, and I've known this all along, they're all the same. They're all the same. You turn them upside down, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I know you've heard that before, like a bowling ball. Anyway.
I had heard that.
Anyway, she was nice enough to, my car had to be serviced. So, I told you a couple of days ago.
How about that?
We all do.
She dropped me off at the place, and then drove me to work. And then today was the day it had to be picked up.
Ah.
She was nice enough to take time out of her job, come to my house, pick me up.
That's very nice.
Drive me to the car place.
Did she pick you up last night? Also from here?
Or 2 nights ago, whenever it was.
2 nights ago when your car wasn't here.
She did. Yeah. So, I'm kind of nutty about getting to work on time.
Sure.
So I thought I'd given plenty of time for her to pick me up and take me to the place. And I accounted Friday afternoon rush hour traffic as well.
It's early.
And it was the first time ever that I'd been in the car with her. She'd driven plenty of times where I'm the passenger, where I was being the front seat, back seat driver.
Ah.
And I was doing come on, make a left here.
Right.
Come on, pass this car. And I think at one point, I almost, and actually probably did say it was the under the breath thing, less talking, more driving, I'm like looking, going, hey, what's the speed limit on this road?
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. And she's just happy as can be just talking and really being nice to me, saying like,
she drives deliberately, does she?
I think it's my scintillating personality.
I see.
She said her face hurt. You'd find this hard to believe. She said her... Well, Rob would find that easy to believe.
At
but,
his house,
but
that's
she's
normal.
Not Gary.
Yeah.
I had a nickel.
I know.
The new novel from Rob Spiewak, Driving Through Tears.
My face. This is so hard to believe. I'm such a dick. She said, "Oh, my face hurts from smiling and laughing from talking to you so much when I'm in the car with you." Right? I know that's BS. Things that people say at the beginning that they don't really mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting more frustrated as I looked at the time and I'm going, "Oh my God." It's 1:30. We're not even on 395 yet. It's like, please, drive with a little urgency. And we were in the right-hand lane behind some Muslim who was, she had on the burqa.
The burqa.
And really, she's going 42. Now, 395 is a major freeway in D.C.
The highway. That's dangerous to go there.
Speed limit is 55.
Yeah,
but let's face it, on a Friday with no cops around, people are going 85 and 90. Well, for whatever reason, my chick is doing me a favor because she's having such a good time chatting to me because I'm such a wonderful conversationalist. She's happy just to go 42.
Well, when you're in the passenger seat, you have your new name, Johnny Magnetic.
Well... Anyway, if she's listening, how you doing?
Did you, were you rude?
I don't think I was.
Hurt, perhaps?
I don't. You know what? She took it well.
Uh-huh.
If I was, and I'm pretty sure I was.
Was this the first time you were ever in the car with her when she drove?
Oh, no. She's driven a couple of times before, but this is
today
the first time
you needed to get
there
to
was
work.
Some urgency, yeah. And, okay, well, I wrote down when I got to the car place, I was waiting for my car. Uh-huh. I did tell her 4 times to change lanes. 3 times I said, please go the speed limit. 2 times I said, pass this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then emphatically, when it was the Muslim. and then the less talking, more driving. I don't think she heard that one.
That was under the breath?
That was...
if it was under the breath, then the tone had to be, less talking, more driving.
Which, you know, really is a carryover from My Sweet Frida.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Right.
Eventually, someday... I'll have the balls to look some woman in the eye and say something to her.
Say what you're really feeling and say it out loud where she can hear it.
I don't think that day's happening anytime soon, though.
No. I'm such an idiot.
So that was very nice. She drops me off. And,
that is very nice.
And,
I'm never
and
going to get there.
I get the car, and I think I'd called Rob because going to this place on 395,
he didn't improve your time.
It was pissing me off that she was going like 42, and there's nobody driving eastbound on this highway.
Right.
Now, what are you doing, Rob?
Mike just cracked on my driving.
I had a little. That was not under my breath. That was a little aside about Rob's driving.
Oh no! Rob makes her look like Danica Patrick.
Really?
Wow!
Really?
Seriously.
Good for her.
No,
well, Rob's improved over the years, hasn't he?
No, he has. You know, every once in a while when I'm pulling into work, I'll get a call, and it's either Rob who's in front of me or behind me at a stoplight, and I don't realize it.
Womp, 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 womp,
and it's like
womp,
the phone rings. I go, hey, what's happening? He goes, you know, I can hear you. And if I'm in front of him, even if I'm at the McDonald's, you know, I'll sit there. By the time I've got my car turned off and you know, get the sunroof closed and do all the...
Put your makeup on.
Yeah. He's just motoring in at that moment.
Well, that's because I've just come off Interstate 66 and the engine has to cool. You have to rest the engine after you work it that hard.
So, Rob calls...
And then I sat and really worked it.
He calls his entry into the parking lot his glide slope.
And if, God forbid, he's in front of you, when you make that left-hand turn at McDonald's, and he calls you to say, hey, you know, I'm in front of you, and then you say, hey, what's happening, buddy? I'll see you at work. Get ready for the longest 10 minutes of your life.
It normally goes, hey, Don, I'm in front of you, and then I hear, S!
Well, you still have your old man sedan, don't you?
I drive that and the Tahoe. I don't know. I lost the word.
He's driven slowly like an old woman when he's driven his big four-wheel drive thing.
He has had occasion to drive both you and me in the car, and that's when it's torture for him. I know that.
And drive you crazy.
Drive you home and drive you crazy.
I've driven behind Rob before. Nobody drives as slow as Bethann McBride did, though. I got behind her one day, and it took me like what would normally be a 5-minute commute.
You got behind her,
like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you
yeah,
know,
behind him,
following
yeah.
as closely as I could.
I was cut off by a gentleman that looked like Richard Roundtree last evening in a pickup truck as I was heading into Manassas.
Why is Shaft driving a pickup truck?
I don't know, but I pulled up alongside him.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And he won.
I know he's black.
Because
he
I gave him the stare.
Oh.
I gave him the angry stare.
Why aren't we brave?
And then his passenger side window was rolled down. And he said, it was something like, what?
Like what?
What? And I rolled down the window because I was both challenged and terrified at the same time because
challenged.
I realized.
He's mentally retarded.
Challenged is one of the 10 you don't say, Mike.
No. And, I think
your window licker, your mongo.
We both parted as friends because I rolled down the window. I looked at him and I said, "He said, do you have a problem?" He said to me, and I said, "No, I was just looking at you. You were going kind of fast. I wanted to see if you were crazy or not." And when I said it, that's exactly how I said it.
That's
and,
good.
And when I said that, he just went. I just want people to move on down the road.
All right, that's what we all want. God bless him.
I just want people to move on down the road.
God bless that man.
Oh, and I looked at him and I said, you know what? I can't find an argument for that. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. Good night, friend.
Oh, you're lucky
to be alive.
You know
what could have been really, seriously, a road rage incident. Because I was tired and I was just looking at him and I think he took it as kind of a challenge there, you know, which maybe it really was.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was fun. It was a fun moment.
And about driving. So I leave the car place right now. She's dropped me off, and she's going on to work, right? And she's got maybe a 10-minute head start on me.
All right.
Because I've had to wait to do the paperwork and wait for them to bring the car around. So as I'm driving on 395, I'm doing the thing like, you know, people must have been so pissed at me. Like, I was the guy that would go left lane, middle lane, right lane, middle lane, right lane, left lane, right lane. You know, it's like almost like playing Frogger. You know, you're just trying to jump to the front. Well, she doesn't even know it, but, I guess somewhere around Seminary Road, I went by her and just in a big explosion of dust, like, okay, goodbye. Bye. I didn't want to call her to say, you know,
no, right.
You know, hey, I just saw you. You know, because in essence, what I would be saying, you know,
eat my dust.
Is, look how fast I'm getting back to work now. and I wasn't even. I was going
your normal speed.
Yeah, my normal 140.
Uh-huh.
My normal speed.
45.
Well, that's my MO, Mike.
He's got the card, the celebrity card.
That's right. My MO. So anyway, thank you to her for taking me out there.
That was the failed sitcom that we wrote. That's my MO.
That's my MO. And Buzz, you mentioned a magic name that we're going to have to hear today on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Our former producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Now, I've got to tell you that this will be a segment, if you can call it that. I've not heard anything of these. These are podcasts of Beth Ann's radio show.
Oh, sure.
Now, we have heard one episode of her show that had her talking to a tax guy, right?
Uh-huh. It was a paid thing, I think.
Johnny Norman, our webmaster, and guy that works in the back, who got these tapes from iTunes or something, said that she's taken a lot of elements of our show.
Oh.
And now incorporated him into her show.
So good for her.
That she'll take what did Yanni say, Rob? She would take a wacky tape.
I think she's trying to duplicate your format. And it's wacky tapes, music beds, big voice guy.
And Yanni, who's the voice guy? Is that guy that they've got here?
Yeah, same guy.
Zeus? Oh.
Yeah, sounds good.
Really?
Well, it's bad MP3, but, you know. It's give her credit for trying to jazz things up.
I like it when you try to be diplomatic.
I really like it
when you're trying to be nice.
Not in his nature.
You don't want to oversell it, but
you were highly entertained. Right?
You'll like it.
Good, very good.
There you go.
All right, so let's just listen to a little bit of the ride with McBride.
Yay!
Our former producer,
John Norman, is going back down to his job at the White House press secretary.
John McClellan.
We love her. We miss her. We still have a picture of her on the wall that that gets rolled up every once in a while. The edges, because it's very hot in her office.
It's the moisture, though.
And the edges.
Come on, tell the truth. It's from when it's being held in a sweaty hand.
It ends up looking like the Declaration of Independence because the thing keeps rolling up and rolling up like one of those ancient scrolls.
If you took that down and CSI'd it, you'd have fingerprints aplenty.
Oh, yeah, not just prints.
If we would be more generous with our push pins, Beth Ann's picture would never fold over and roll up. But we only put one pin right above her head.
It's a one pin picture.
She didn't get the four pins on all corners.
Not like old F. Lee Rowling up there.
No, he's been put up with pins of Dean Banowitz.
All right, so here is Beth Ann McBride.
The Triad News Talk Station, 600-1200 WSJS.
Look at what you've sunk to. Look at what you've become. Look in the mirror, because you need help. Because I can't stand by and do it anymore. It's turning my stomach. I can't stand around here watching you destroy yourself. It's eating me up inside.
Buckle up and enjoy The Ride with McBride. You've got your mother and
your brother every other. Different than she was doing before.
Yeah. I didn't recognize the format. You think
I'm stupid, but the truth is that. Does she talk? I guess she must. It's talk station.
The fan?
You're on.
BA.
It's 3:36. Oh. Sunny at 71 right now.
Yeah.
New one from Kelly Clarkson. The very first American Idol.
Yeah, Yanni?
That's one more thing I forgot to tell you. It takes her a good 60 seconds to get into the break on all three of those.
Wow. She plays it to the label, does she?
Oh, yes, she does.
All the time.
And talking a little like an album rock jock.
Yeah. She's much more relaxed, it sounds like.
Yeah, let's hear this.
I think we know
on tonight. Oh, you know what's kind of nice?
What's that?
This morning when I got into work, on my voicemail was a listener, a lady, and was trying to do the callidol.com. And she was interested in that website that we were talking about yesterday.
Right.
So I called her back and I said, Nancy, it's dialidol.com.
Uh-huh.
And so just to make sure, she went to her computer and, you know, she's spelling it out. And
let's hear the next segment.
Watching grass grow. And
let's just hear...
I wonder if that lady found her way to the website.
That was from April 19th.
I think you're all being so unfair.
Which was 2 days ago. This is from...
we're all being so, so unfair.
The 20th. This is just from yesterday.
100 WSJS.
Oh, Jackie, come on. I mean, I don't know who you're trying to kid. We both know there's only one thing that you've ever really wanted to be.
A strategically placed staple in an Abercrombie & Fitch catalog?
No, honey. An actor. That's the only thing that you've ever been passionate about in your entire life. And look at you, you're built for it. You got little short legs and a big torso and a wobbly head like Al Pacino.
Is that a Will and Grace type? Is that what she's playing?
Yeah, as hot as today's headline.
Oh, she's a chick. Yeah. Okay.
It's The Ride with McBride.
Small town honka, main queen, she's a star in this scene.
We're getting an idea for a musical taste.
Oh, she always liked this stuff.
4 o'clock.
Ah, a little quicker that
beautiful
time.
Beautiful. Sunny and 67. Tomorrow, if you get a chance, please, please, go by the 2006 Spring Blood Drive to help the troops. It's at the National Guard Armory on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem. It's going to be happening tomorrow from 9 in the morning to 5
nice
in
lady
the afternoon. The mobile blood unit from Fort Bragg will be collecting blood for our troops.
Does Will and Grace even air in the Carolinas?
Sign up if you want to, and you can drop
it
drop
does
in.
Now, right?
The number to call if you want to sign up is 766.
Okay.
I think she's taking a real chance playing a tape from a show about homosexuals.
I know we talked to Don yesterday about it. Well, I am so excited. We were supposed to talk to Brent last week.
Who's Brent?
Because the fired apprentices just have not been very good about calling on.
Oh,
here she goes.
No,
here she goes, her wheelhouse. Reality show guest.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No.
No.
We used to have that feature.
We, and it was so damn popular.
No.
Time, and he was the only fired apprentice that caught on time, and he's fun, he's lost weight, life is looking great for Brent Buckman. He's got a website, BrentBuckman.com. He can come speak to your group or organization. I'm sure you can find out more on his website, and he's taking the weight off. He has his own diet. It's all bagel based, and we're going to talk to Brent Buckman right now on the Technicom guest line. Hi, Brent.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing well, Brent.
Jesus.
Are you still doing the bagel diet?
I am still doing the bagel diet, and I'm feeling fantastic.
Oh God.
For me, that's like douche chills from about a year and a half ago.
That's right, and now we get Glenn Campbell.
Well, it sounds to me...
watch. You better pray Snoop calls before Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, wow.
You better pray, Rob.
There seems to be a whole underlying theme on that segment of her show. She's got the Willing Grace, and then she's got Brent, and it's Bagel Diet.
That's true.
We got more.
Chick music.
The Triads News Talk Station. 600.
Each one of these, incidentally, is like 15 minutes long.
Ooh.
If you ever want to really spend the time. Anybody, just put your hand up if you do.
No, thanks.
Alan Jackson, Alejandro, Alison Krauss, the Angels, the Archies, Aretha Franklin, the Beatles, Dan McLean. Here I am.
What
are you guys doing? She's playing a tape of Bush being stupid.
Reading his iPod list.
Right. Dan McLean.
All right, I'll put him on shuffle. Dwight Yoakam. I got the shuffle. What's it called? The little shuffle. Looks like a
shuffle. That's the name of one of the model trucks.
Yeah, shuffle.
Called the shuffle.
Lightweight.
Is that Brent Hume he's talking to? Sounds like it.
So I think this is the interview the president did in the empty steel tank.
No. But you know.
Come on, Dan. Where are you, honey?
Pretty high tech stuff.
For goodness sakes. Oh, here we go.
We got the refugees.
No fighting.
Rap?
No fighting.
It's the ride.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
Turn it up.
Man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Consistency is what I like.
Yo, 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 yo.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. The leader of the free world on his iPod shuffle. It is 4:38, sunny and 70. Coming up tomorrow, 3 o'clock. It's Wednesday, so John and Gib will be here for Money Matters. And then on Thursday, the ride will be live from the 17th annual used book sale at the Education Building at the Dixie Classic Fair for the Shepherd Center.
Oh, God. Okay, we got to just, you know, we love this girl too much.
To go on.
To put her through the maze grinder right now.
Put her through a grinder? I think that's good radio. I think you're all being unfair.
When are you doing your show from the used book fair, Mike?
This weekend. I'll be out there on Sunday.
Okay, you know what? I don't want these thrown away.
No.
I bet there's going to come a time.
When we may need them.
But we're just going to need a pick-me-up.
Let's put it in an envelope then.
Okay,
hold on to it.
How about this pretty envelope right here?
That'll do fine.
Is that a good one?
Yes.
Okay.
Push it over here.
Wonderful. There's the disc. Put that in the emergency break in case we need a laugh file.
Should I put it under B or M?
C for chuckles.
Put it under BM.
There you go. Perfect.
BM. Beth Ann McBride. Okay. Wow. Well, yeah. Love you a long time.
You know, you could learn some of that respect, though, referring to the president as the leader of the free world, which he supposedly is.
I'll try that. Hello there. Don and Mike's show. Hello. Pre-show. None of this counts. None of this goes on our permanent record.
Thank God.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. What's up?
Just want to let you know that was Shakira she just played, or you just played, I would say.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was Shakira.
Ah.
Well, Shakira.
Yeah.
Well, Beth Ann does know how to rock.
Mm-hmm.
We've always thought
about it. Yeah, definitely. You got to watch some videos. Hot.
Hey, definitely. Hey, shouldn't you be putting some mulch out somewhere right now, my friend?
Hey, dude, man, I work in HVAC company. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I already done the mulch thing.
Come on, man. Shouldn't you be going out like in a...
He said, did you hear what he said?
What?
He said he already did the mulch thing.
No, man. Come on. Give me a break.
Should you be out in your low rider? Shouldn't you be
out... Don't have one. I'm not a Mexican.
Oh, hold on a second. Is it possible that... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
I like stereotyping everybody that calls the show. Right, you're not Mexican.
Welcome to Profiler's Corner.
Oh my God.
Let's try to guess.
That's why your show is fun, because you do that.
I could never work for TSA. Oh, yes, we do all the time.
Let's play Guess the Ethnicity.
Okay, I'm out, because I was sure.
I'm going to say Salvadoran.
Mexican. Buzz.
Damn it.
Did I get it?
Yep.
Wow. Salvador.
Thank you.
For Salvadorian. Thank you. Very Salvadorian. Thank you very much.
Round of applause for you, my brother.
Thank you.
Salvatorian, and to that I say, same thing.
Yeah,
love that little blue flag with the little kid.
Oh, nice. No, dude. No, I've been here too long. I don't do that stuff.
Oh, okay, you don't put that in the window?
Hold on just a second. This may be where this conversation turns around. Give me some of that All-American music, Robbie, real fast, because we got to hit a break. Did you just say that your allegiance, even though you're originally from
Salvador.
El Salvador. Even though you're from El Salvador, your allegiance is to the United States of America?
Well, you got it.
Yeah.
Now, look at this.
How about that, huh?
Here I was going to lambaste you, and instead...
Are you a citizen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations.
God bless you.
God bless you, and welcome.
If only we could take you and your fine attitude and multiply it and go down to San Diego... Go down to the parts of Texas where there's big holes in the fences.
Well,
can you tell me why it is that America is so much better than El Salvador?
Well, you know, everybody's coming here because it's the land of opportunity. I mean,
there you go. Hey,
that's right.
Brother, that's
the economy is good. You know, it sucks down there.
I'm getting kind of cloudy listening to this, Don.
And America is the best for everything, isn't it, really? I mean, food, chicks, TV, music.
Chicks and TV. That should be the new slogan for America. America. Food, chicks, and TV.
Doesn't America really kick ass, my El Salvadoran friend?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, then here you go. I take back all the things I was thinking about you. You know what you are? You're Johnny Patriot.
That's right. Wave the flag.
Okay, just have fun, buddy.
You are Jesus Patriot today. You are my man.
You're an inspiration to all of us, sir.
Now... For 100 American dollars, can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, sir.
Oh, where's the buzzer?
You got me there.
Oh, no.
For $100.
You got me there.
Can you tell me, where was President Lincoln assassinated?
Damn it, you got me there.
I would have accepted either his head or Ford's Theater.
Can you tell me? Go ahead.
The name of the president who had to step down because of Watergate.
Nixon.
Hey, he got one.
A patriot.
Keep going.
How about the initials FDR? What do they stand for? It's a president. I'll give you a hint.
Effing damn right.
It's a president. What does it stand for?
Damn it.
Wow.
You got me there.
How many senators do we have?
Oh, that's way...
Oh, Rob,
no, come on. That's way...
No. How many states do we have?
50.
Very good.
What is the capital of New York?
Damn it. I know this one. Hold on. Damn it. I know this one. Hold on.
All right. Well, wait. Take as much time as you need. 4 hours.
About 3.5.
The capital of New York.
Albany.
All right.
Hey, American!
I can't remember all of them.
Okay, here we go.
Neither can Americans.
Who's the meanest judge on American Idol?
Simon Cowell.
Yes, America!
It's a great country, isn't it?
Congratulations, my friend.
Welcome
to the Don and Mike All-American Nation. You, my friend, are granted a 60-day pass. Feel free to drive during daylight hours.
The curfew has been lifted.
Well, that's today.
Nice talking to
you. Have a great day.
Thank you, friend.
Enjoy.
Tell your friends to sip the American Kool-Aid.
Okay, adios.
Bye.
All right, man. Have a good one, guys.
All right, later, Chewy.
Bye-bye.
Tell Sam I said hi. Sam Salvador.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that your radio name when you worked south of the border? And I don't mean south of the border. I mean when he was working down at the Carolinas border.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good one.
When he was working at Pedro Radio.
Sam Salvador. All right, well, that's a happy turn of events.
It's wonderful.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Rob. Even you got to give it up. The guy said he loves America. The guy knew a lot of stuff about America.
He said he was a citizen.
We'll see.
Oh, come on. I know you want to check his papers.
I do.
As always.
Everyone comes from somewhere in this country, Rob.
I came from right here.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from, Buzz?
I came from Kansas.
That's right. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to hear that whole Ireland thing with you again now? F you. Okay. All right. Well,
wow. I was forming the mouth, the Irish mouth, and he caught me before I got a chance to say anything. Because you know what I was going to say, even though I'm really not from there, I was going to go, Dublin.
Of course. Of course. We got to do
Dublin.
This. We got to do this. We'll be right back to start the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ugly doggly.
All right.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Certainly. Anytime.
Before we start, let's see. Tapes that will make you sick. Would you either like to hear Diane Sawyer going on about how talented Katie Couric is? Would you like to hear Donald Trump say congratulations to Tom and Katie Holmes? Would you like to hear Gene Simmons explain his brand new sexercise machine?
Say no more.
Winner.
You got the right one there.
Because, you know, just when you think.
Because I like the way he talks.
And I thought the Kiss Coffin was actually as far as they could possibly go.
But he's gone further.
No, here he is, Gene Simmons.
Tom and Katie, congratulations. He needs no advice. He's a really smart guy. He's going to be an amazing father.
This is the bad one.
He is a great father from everything I hear. So they need no advice.
There you go, Gene
Simmons. They need no advice. Thanks, Donald. I thought they might. Thanks for clearing that up.
Especially you.
Had to throw it in.
Yeah.
That was tricky.
Okay, really. Here is Gene Simmons talking about his sex thing.
I think she is so good.
It's not the right one.
I think she is so good at everything she does. And I think you're right. People can never believe
or
never trust the sincerity of what you're saying.
Shut up.
I always said nobody knows what good is unless you're doing it.
And my name odor
is really light.
Show me cream-colored suit.
Enough dicking around. Here's Gene Simmons.
Every few weeks, I figure out a new way to make a buck. This one's called Gene Simmons Sexercise.
Sexy exercise. For the girls to look pretty for their guys, but it's also a workout.
It hit me that the women of America are deluding themselves when you see the fitness centers and the weight reduction things. What it's really about is women trying to figure out how to be sexy. To be sexy means you have to be in fit, trim, put on your makeup and your heels and so on. So why is it that when girls go to gyms, they forget about the makeup and the hair and the stuff? When they come out of the gym, they complain that the guys don't try to get their phone numbers and stuff. Well, because men are stupid and we only react to what we see.
I like you. Crazy position.
Each sold separately, and you can put them in any crazy pose you want.
Oh,
sold separately. Kiss. Each 12 and a half inch figure sold separately.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons.
This is Paul Stanley of Kiss.
And we never.
No, we never.
We never listen.
We never
to Don Geronimo at Michael Mara.
I'm hungry, and I'm going to the 7-Eleven. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Gene.
You get herpes by listening to that
tape. I'm still in the Kiss Army. You know, I'm just there for Kiss.
I don't disagree with anything he just said, too, with his entire sexist spiel there that was spot on as far as
I'm
concerned.
How about this? Here's one more Gene Simmons tape, then we'll start the show. See if you agree with this statement, Mike.
One day we were at a concert hall, and I met a young lady by accident who happened to be there. And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room.
This is gross.
And
do what?
The forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor.
But bad.
I don't know what happened.
But bad.
And she had an opening and I had a stiff proposition and one thing led to the other.
Oh, boy. How about you, Paul?
Having a big bass pounding up your wazoo while you're dancing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Gross. He's a genius.
He's got like 8,000 Kiss tapes. It might tie in to play a Kiss song, but no, I got something else. Let's start this thing. Here's Kiss.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life in place.
Yeah.
Katie Couric is wonderful.
Tom Cruise will make a wonderful father.
Men like sex. Hey, now those are all the three tapes you just heard.
Terrific.
Mike's favorite part right here.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, noon and 4 on the West Coast. Check your local listings.
Tom and Katie, congratulations. He needs no advice. He's a really smart guy. He's going to be an amazing father. He already is a great father from everything I hear. So they need no advice.
No.
I'd like to blame you, Rob.
Won't you?
I think I will.
Okay, it's really unfortunate that happened.
Thanks for effing that up, Rob. The Don and Mike Show. Hello! That one's on me. He couldn't start with Kiss today. He just had a feeling.
Hello!
Start today with Joe Walsh. James Gang, Walk Away. Run Away. Want to dedicate this to Michael Hughes, if he's out there listening. I know he's a big fan of Joe Walsh.
How are you doing?
Keep sending emails. Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there, how about you?
Hello.
Hi, how about you?
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh. Damn.
Wow. Oh, Florida.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite. Hi, Donnie. Oh, let's open the door and get the boy in here, for goodness sake.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your herpes?
Itchy.
Yeah, it's just that way.
I don't have a house for you because that's the honest answer. Itchy and pussy.
Ew. Remember them?
Itchy and pussy.
That's a great, great cartoon.
Itchy and pussy.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Willows and all the ships at sea. Living proof that the stronger the smell, the better the merchandise. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. This is the Don and Mike Show, everybody. And it's a new episode on this Friday. 0421-6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. And you can call the show.
Seems to me.
From anywhere in America. Here's our main number. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. If you're listening to us in Washington, D.C., our home city, the most powerful city in the world, on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067. If you have an iPod, we're on iTunes. Go to iTunes, go to Talk Radio. There's 100 episodes of the show waiting to be downloaded. And we're also on the intranet.
Yeah.
Go to our website, Don and Mike website. Click on Listen Live. And Mike, you don't even want to go near this today. You know what this is?
Well, I know I can smell it right over here.
This is Beth Ann McBride's bra after she did the show with the guy from The Apprentice. She sweated a lot. She was very nervous.
Smells like a Chinese restaurant.
I thought someone had gotten some of that, what's the soup that you get in the Chinese place?
Hot sour?
Yeah.
Egg drop?
Dim sum?
Winner, Mike, egg drop. I thought we had some egg drop soup in here.
Spicy egg drop.
All those lumps.
Yeah, right. Turns out that it's from Beth Ann's lumps.
Wow.
Is that seaweed?
Nasty is what that is.
Anyway, that's your internet stream. I want you to email us at any time during the show. Send your electronic mail. Shake it, don't break it.
Somebody's cooking salmon.
Send your electronic mail to email@donandmikewebsite.com. Just send the stuff. Yanni's back there. He's our web guy, and he answers the email during the show, puts it up on the site during the show.
He's a nicer boy.
Okay.
So nice.
Okay. Yesterday, I got a big thing from Hair Cuttery.
I remember. Basket of goodies.
As I mentioned over the weekend, on the day before Easter, I got my hair cut at Hair Cuttery, and it was a real CF, waiting for people to walk into the last second before they closed. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and, you know, I always like verification, sometimes from the real people that I run into in my life that I talk about. Like right. I mentioned, the guy at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
As it turns out, he called. When did he call, Robbie?
I think it was Wednesday.
And we've tried to get back to him, right?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
He's not at work, and now he's not back till Monday.
Now, what about the guy at the gas station?
Well, he's the guy. I like getting verification from the real people that I run into in my life. Like this guy who I described, and I hope I didn't hurt his feelings by saying he was a cross between Goober and Gomer from Andy of Mayberry, because that's just the type of nice, easygoing guy he is. He mm-hmm. works at the Exxon station, and you pull in, and no matter what the problem is, the guy's got a smile for everybody.
That's great. You ask him to call, then?
No, I didn't ask him to call. I had talked about him when I talked about what happened over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
A couple days ago, Rob said, the guy from the Exxon station called.
Right. He's called.
So I'd love to get him on the air.
Sure.
But anyway.
He's busy.
So when can we expect another call from George Lindsay?
As soon as he finishes changing the price signs.
So I was at the Hair Cuttery over the weekend. I told you that.
Right.
Then yesterday they sent the big basket full of stuff, of crap that I'll never use, the shampoo and all that stuff. Yeah, all the stuff that they try to push on you on your way out the door. And they sent along the gift cards and the
VIP card.
Yeah, and the card that says specifically,
mm-hmm.
you will always get the next stylist. You never wait for a haircut.
First in line, you are.
If all chairs are occupied,
mm-hmm.
you get the next chair.
You're in.
Of all the things you received, that was the one I found most fascinating, because he said, whoever sent this to you, that there was a limited number of releases of these cards. Like, what, six or seven?
Seven. Hold on. Let me see.
Maybe eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six. And according to the VP at Hair Cuttery, I'm seven.
Number seven.
I can't wait to hear who's on this list.
The note also says...
Is it a movers and shakers list?
In some respects, yes.
Very good.
Can't wait.
Also, it's free. I looked at the card last night when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
My haircuts are free.
Yeah.
And who's the...
who is the fashion guy that goes on the Today Show?
Oh, the...
Cujo?
Yeah. Oh, he used to be on Entertainment Tonight, right?
Stephen Kajukuru.
Yes. But they call him Cujo.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he on it? Is he on the list?
No, I'm sorry. He's not.
Okay.
I don't know that he's well right now.
He has a kidney or a liver problem.
Issue,
that's
yeah.
what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Bible.
Okay.
Read the Bible.
You're covered now.
Okay, Pat. That's on page 103.
Oh, yeah.
I now like, quote the Bible, I like giving the page number.
So you can find it
so
fast.
You can look it up
right.
real fast.
Yeah.
Page 103.
Mm-hmm. This is very exciting.
Now, believe it or not, a couple of people have actually come up to me in the last couple of days and said, hey, a VIP card is a gift card.
Oh.
Okay. I understand the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the gift cards. Yeah. I got some of the gift cards.
This is totally different.
It looks like an American Express gold card.
Right.
It's like a real credit card. My wallet's down the car. Hey, that's good news.
Where's my wallet?
Let me make sure that the alarm is turned on in my car.
Come back, Grandma.
Anyway, it's like a credit card,
right?
And it's got my name. You know,
so you don't have it with you right now,
embossed.
It's down in the car.
Yeah, that's a foolish move.
Yeah,
foolish move just to leave it sitting there. You know, everybody's going to want one.
And that's exactly where it is. All of the contents of my wallet, incidentally, are displayed on the dashboard. All of them laid out like a magician doing a card trick when he lays out the 52 cards in front of you. Okay, so the guy sends me the letter, says not only can you cut in line, every haircut for the rest of your life is free.
That's incredible.
We've only given six of these. Here are the people who've received them besides me.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter's daughter, Amy Carter.
Amy Carter.
That's great.
Former star of Beverly Hills 90210, Shannon Doherty.
Couple of chicks.
Mm. Former Vice President Dan Quayle.
Look at his hair.
He looks good.
Beautiful.
You know, so far you got Shannon Doherty, who's maybe a push, but you got Amy Carter and Dan Quayle on there.
Hot.
Michael Bolton.
I didn't know they did that kind of work.
I couldn't make this up.
His hair's short now.
And now here's the thing.
But he's got, doesn't he have plugs?
And listen.
Or a wig?
I don't want to put the people from Hair Cuttery down because they're nice enough to send this to me. And I do feel like it's a big deal. But I realize now when I read this list, I am not the first disc jockey they have come to.
Oh no. Really?
Who else?
Ryan Seacrest got the card. Bastard. I bet he doesn't use it, though.
Tell him you want his
hair. He's got that guy that does his hair on this show.
Well, yeah, for work, but the rest of the time. But if he's on the road and he needs a haircut and a pinch.
All right. But the last one is the one that I'm really the happiest about. And I bet out of all these people, me being one of the big seven now, I bet he's probably the only bastard like me that would really use it.
Who?
Regis Philbin.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Freaky Meister.
Congratulations.
That is an exclusive club.
That makes you a winner.
That's almost like a can you get to 10.
That's right? Incredible.
So I had hot seven-way sex with Regis Philbin, Dan Quayle, Michael Bolton, Amy Carter, Shannon Doherty, and Ryan Seacrest.
When is the big haircuttery VIP dinner?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But I think it's funny. And I don't think the guy is being goofy.
No. No, I think that's a serious
thing. He wrote the letter that arrived today.
The list just happens to be goofy. I don't think he's trying to do anything. I think that's a 100% legitimate list.
No, the letter is on station.
You know,
was DHL'd overnight. It's like, thank you for your support. And realize that these are specially made cards that we only give to people who really like the haircuttery. And incidentally, here's the people that you are in the club with.
It surprises me how exclusive this club is. I mean, how limited the membership is. My God, only six other people.
Six people.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, they probably give these things out like candy.
Can you imagine walking into a haircuttery and all those people were in the chairs? How special would that be? Be like a Vanity Fair cover.
I don't know what to make of it, except for whatever reason, it makes me feel important.
You're the luckiest boy alive.
Here's your challenge, and I think this, you were saying you're probably the only one that would use it. You mentioned Regis Philbin. I think you should be the one that uses it the most.
I can guarantee you
that. How about a haircut
that?
A week? Why not?
A trip?
It's free.
Every week?
You know what?
Sure.
And how about go to different ones all the time?
No. And that way I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You want to go with the one near your house?
What I'd rather do is just go to the one by my house.
Oh, they will hate you.
Mike, you know what? You got it. And you will be able to gauge and judge. Could you be able to tell when my hair starts to look scruffy?
TV people get their hair cut every week.
Every week.
How about every 2 weeks?
Reasonable.
How about every 2 weeks?
Reasonable. I think every 2 weeks.
Because really, I pretty much, I think
will
I'm
you,
like...
Will you tip?
Ooh.
Come is there on. Anything on that
no,
card
no,
that says
no,
gratuity
no,
included?
No, it doesn't. And yes, I will tip.
Good for you.
Only because they know who I am.
Well, and it's a service.
I don't mean to pry, but how much will you tip? What do you tip on an inexpensive free haircut?
What I normally do is, if it's $14, I give them 15. You know, because I figure I could go somewhere else and get my haircut, like, for $80.
Right.
And if they do a good job, hold on, what are you laughing at me for? What are you doing?
That's cheap.
That's a 100% tip.
$1?
A dollar?
On $14?
No. I give her $15.
Oh, as a tip. In addition to
it
the 14.
Costs,
oh, you give 100%.
It costs.
Do you know what that sounded like, the way you said it?
Yeah.
It sounded like you get a $14 haircut and you give them $15.
No,
that sounded like a dollar tip.
You get a $14 haircut. That's how much it costs.
Uh-huh. And then you put $15 on top of it.
Yes, and
that's what I
tip. $15.
See, we all thought the same thing. It sounded to me like you were giving a dollar tip.
You know my motto, as insecure as I am, especially if it's somewhere where they know me.
Mm.
Oh, and this used to drive Frieda nuts. We'd go out to eat somewhere, and like no one would even say anything to me.
Right.
No one would make eye contact with me. But and we would have a wonderful dinner, and they would come over the end of the night with a check, and I'd say, "Let me do that," and I would always leave a huge tip, and she'd say, "Now, why are you doing that?" She says, "Why you got to leave 25%? I said, "First off, it's my motto. As long as I can afford it, I overtip.
Yes.
That's how I make sure that no one spits in my food." And I said, "Second, because I'm just such a freaking egotist, I'm sure they know who I am. I'm sure they're waiting for me to leave so that
Didn't
they can
we read
say,
an article about that one time that you got to do it if there's even a remote chance that you're going to be known.
There's a website.
You have to leave
Bingo.
A big tip.
Yeah, there was a website, as a matter of fact. You said the stuff about you wasn't true, but they had you on as a guy that went somewhere.
Dinnerwaitress.com.
Yeah, they had Mike
That's
on.
Right.
They
yeah.
had Mike on as a guy. Oh, and I think they had one with me going to the Palm restaurant where they said it was like a penny.
I don't even really not tip, even if it's bad service.
Right.
I still will leave like 20%.
Well, there's so many things involved in the meal that, you know, somebody might have messed up.
Right.
You don't want to short anybody. So.
Right. No, so I leave them 15. And yeah.
You know what I tip for the first time? Well, no, I do it on a semi-regular basis. At the Subway? Where they make your sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
I tip.
So oh, now listen, no, that's where
$1.50 on $7.50
in American money.
That is where
yen.
That is where I draw the line.
No,
you know, if I'm in a fast food joint and they got like a thing that says tips, you know,
yeah,
no,
you'll understand why I do though.
Why?
Because I go to this place all
every
the time.
Day. Oh,
all right, well,
and
then
they see every time, and you know,
then you gotta
it's
do
like
it.
The end of the week. I don't always do it,
then
but occasionally
do it.
I do it, and why not?
Otherwise, they spit in your food.
And you tip, but you can't at Subway because you can watch them.
You can watch them; they'll spit unless they want to be really subtle and just like be putting your tomatoes on and go.
Now, do you know. You tip at the car wash too, right? In the box.
Yeah, yeah.
I always
do.
Share.
I always do, but who doesn't do this? I always go up with $2 and make it look like I'm standing there like for 10 minutes. Just pumping money in there when I'm it's really just a $1 bill that's been in my pocket, and it's like a little tiny ball, and as I'm unfolding and it just gives me more time at that box,
right?
Tip so all can share.
Doesn't everybody that goes to the car wash and has one of those boxes when you go outside and they're drying your car, don't you always try to be seen?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be really not subtle? You should walk up and go, "Excuse me, I'm putting money in here."
Yeah, but do you think they would really do any better cleaning for
no.
you?
No.
No, of course not.
Tip if you care for all to share. I always put in the coupon.
Do you know really the best way to get your car extra clean is
how?
to tip an individual that's in there?
I do that.
Sneak a tip to them.
That when they're armor-alling
right.
or something. That's a good move.
Yeah, but you know what? That almost comes off as being a pro. Got a guy. Here's my thought about like getting to go to a car wash. You've got a guy who pretty much is being your slave anyway. He's doing something that you could do. And if you've got a guy down on his knees and he's armor-alling your car and you walk up and you give him a dollar, I think he's like patronizing and insulting. What I would rather do is, while these people are doing the jobs that I'm just too busy to do, is hide inside.
Mm-hmm.
I hide inside and wait until they're done. And then when I come out, I try to make it look like everybody else. Like, hey, look, I'm putting big bucks in, but the guys, I'm sorry, my point was the guys that I hate that remind me of that.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before, the guys when the car comes through,
mm-hmm.
when they walk around.
Oh, they do the inspection.
And like they go,
bad move.
You know, hey, excuse me, boy, you missed a spot here, or, you know,
right.
Little splatter over here. Now, those pricks, you right. know, to hell with them.
I put out the $5, and then when the guy reaches for it, I pull it back, and I go, have a nice day. No, I don't do that. No, of course not. No. But I hate those people that, you know, because you mentioned they are basically being your slave, and when you see the people that really take that to heart,
yeah.
they go, look at me, clean my car.
But no, I don't tip at fast food places. I just, for whatever reason.
Most fast food, no. But at Subway, where they're crafting my sandwich to my particular specification.
And they have a jar that yeah. says tips. They have it right next to the cash register, so I put it in there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Barb, and I work for Hair Cuttery, and I've been working for Hair Cuttery for a long, long time, and I've never heard of a VIP card, and I think that's really cool, and I just wanted to call in and tell you that I've never heard of one. I've been with the company 19 years
that's
now.
That's how rare they are.
Well, are you just still cutting hair?
Yeah, so yeah.
That might explain. 19 years, and you've not moved past the chair area. Maybe that's why they don't let you know about whatever...
Now, you're not being very nice to the lady that's part of your corporation.
She's
here.
Not my corporation. Mike, she's one of the people that that I will be inconveniencing.
No.
When I go to Hair Cuttery, I hope.
I'm a salon leader, and I've been a salon leader for about 8 years now.
Yeah.
And
okay, well, then I take it back like I did with the guy from El Salvador. She's a salon leader.
She wears the stripes. She's got the stripes.
Got the Girl Scout uniform. Yeah, you know what you should do? Call your corporate headquarters and ask them about it.
Yeah, I'm going to. I think that's really cool. And you know what? If they had a VIP dinner, I hope I get invited just so I can meet you guys.
Oh, you're very nice.
You guys are great.
And that's
and
not
us
guys. It's just Don.
That's right.
No one else has been given the honor. We have not received the Nobel Prize
for
haircuts.
We can't come.
The rest, in the meantime, you should have to be transferred to the Hair Cuttery Beverly Hills.
Yeah. I wish I could get transferred to the Hair Cuttery Beverly Hills.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good luck getting off the floor.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye!
She was very sweet.
By that, I meant, you know, the working floor. I mean, 19 years, I didn't mean get up off the floor, but
no.
You know, 19 years of cutting hair, even if you were a Girl Scout troop leader,
uh-huh.
You know, you got to make the move.
Absolutely.
I thought, you know what she is? She's the Joe Ardinger of the Hair Cuttery.
And for every 10 years you cut hair, her lungs, about 30% hair.
Hello there.
We have tiny little hairs in our lungs.
Don and Mike.
Coughing all the time.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hairballs.
You there, Don and Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Don A, Mike, my brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, what happens when you go into one of these places and there's like you and Shannon Doherty both waiting? Who gets to go first?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
You should set it up so that you all meet up at one and then there'll be a big battle royale.
That's, do that, Don.
That's exactly what I'll do.
All right.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'll do.
And then we'll understand the real concept of Seacrest out.
Hello,
knocked
Don.
Out.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Living the dream, sir. What?
Opie and Anthony coming back to CBS for you.
Yes, I've read that.
Red Sox.
This is random thoughts we have right now.
What's your next thought? Mike's excited about the Red Sox. Uh-huh. What's your next thought?
I don't know. Just called F with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, boy, you're effing with us good.
Good job. Consider us effed with, sir.
You got effed us so bad we're bleeding.
How do you feel you did?
We're bleeding.
It's Timmy Topic calling.
Well, how'd it go for you?
We're bleeding.
I know.
Give yourself.
I didn't think I was going to get through. That's why.
Give yourself a grade. Grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you think call went?
A big C.
A big C?
Big C for the
and thank you. Lives in Horrorsville.
One to ten.
Yeah.
1 to 10.
C plus.
He has it in perspective.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, yes. And I'm just curious on how well you guys tip delivery drivers for pizza delivery.
I do. I tip a lot.
I do big time because the Domino's, again, the Domino's where I live,
right?
They know who I am. And for the longest time, instead of the name on the sticker, it would say Frida is the boss. You know, because they know who I am and we ordered so much there. So when I call Domino's for a pizza, you bet it's like $20 every freaking time. And sometimes you get a guy who's like really appreciative. You know, like this is one guy. I shouldn't say this because I'll probably order a pizza over the weekend.
This is a $20 tip you're talking about?
Oh, no. The pizza's like the pizza's 11 or 12.
If he gets a pizza that costs $19, he'll give the guy 20.
Okay.
Right, just like with a haircut.
I get it.
No, I overtip. I greatly overtip.
Okay.
I just order a plain pizza, which is like 11 or 12 bucks.
Right.
And I give them a 20, and most times they're appreciative, but I like it best when it's the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the guy who's got the paper route in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and you look at a guy who could be your grandpa.
Yeah, and you wonder, why is he doing that?
Who's out delivering pizzas. So, yes, I absolutely tip the pizza guy. Jesus.
That is absolutely wonderful. I just took a delivery right now for $150 worth of pizza. Got a $2 tip.
I think that's typical.
Oh, that sucks.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Hold on, $100 worth of pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
Were you delivering to the CBS corporate headquarters in Atlanta?
No, actually, I'm in Sacramento.
No, they won't deliver there anymore.
$150 and $2, that's nasty.
That sucks.
Mike, you're still doing the signed photos?
Yes.
You know what you should
do? I got them right by the door, and as soon as they drop off the pizza, they get one of my photographs.
That is so
You know
nice.
What you should do? You should tell me you got some extra special and get one out of your car and like loogie on it and bring it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, hey, you know, we got a special today. You order $150 with you, get a free one.
We got five plain and a snot lovers.
Bye!
Who ordered the snot lovers pizza?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Calling from Sacramento.
Thanks for that bulletin.
All right.
The Kings have made the playoffs again.
I know.
We will be preparing for another 25-game series.
I forgot who they're playing in the first round. Who are they playing in the first round?
They're playing the San Antonio
Spurs.
That team is going to be representing the West in the NBA Finals.
It's going to be tough to get by those San Antonio point guards, though, because
those guys
can really move it up and down the court.
This is where Mike will pretend
to talk
about basketball.
When they're at the top of the key and they're in three-point range, it's something really special.
Oh, my God, Mike.
How are they doing in the paint?
Slow down, brother.
Sorry
Slow
about
down,
that.
Man. Mike, I didn't realize.
Mike, very seriously now, for a never-been-shoot piece of gum.
Yes.
Can you name the basketball player that went into the stands and went crazy and attacked people and was traded to Sacramento and turned their season around? Just for Mike O'Mara.
Can I have... T- time? Can I have like time to answer this? Because I'm thinking.
You know what we're
going to
need?
I know.
Shut up. Hey, Sacramento ass, shut up.
Rob is very happy because the Think music is being used, and right now he's looking at me saying, see, it should be in the hot stack.
Right. Come on, Mike.
You have 5 more seconds, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
Ron Artest.
Mike, yeah!
Winner!
Woo!
Congratulations, Mike. And I swear to God, I didn't get it until the last second. It just popped up.
Beautiful, Mike.
Mike, we have for you... This beautiful strap-on.
Yeah, look at that. It's black. Thank you.
Just like you wanted.
Over the weekend, we hope that you and your girlfriend, Carla,
we will
get minutes of enjoyment.
Carla, I'm bringing it home tonight.
This brand new strap-on.
Fantastic.
Still
percolating.
Stop it with your fake music.
How about that, huh?
Thanks.
Way to go, Mike.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very proud of myself.
Ron Artest. That thug. He turned that team around. No S. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, unscreened. Real cool. How many do you think number 7 cards they've printed up and given to guys like Don? There's probably 50, 60 of them out there. People say, oh, I'm only number 7.
This is jealousy. Yeah. Okay. Hey, as the Gin Blossoms sang, hey, jealousy.
Hey, why don't you tell us about your VIP card?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
You must have one of the other 50.
And even if they give them out to everybody in the world, I've still got one that can go. I can go anywhere. What town are you calling from? Oh, he just hung up.
Of course.
He's out of the bus.
Of course he did.
You know what? We're gonna do caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fly on a plane this weekend. I'm going to go to that haircuttery, and I'm going to be at that haircuttery in that guy's town.
When he's getting his haircut.
That's right. Right before him.
Cut in front of him.
Then I'm going to go to his house, and I'm going to cut his arms off.
You know when he sits down in the chair, you're going to wait till he gets the stylist he wants, and then you're going to walk in with your VIP card, and you're going to say, I want that chair.
Out of that chair, buddy.
Get out of that chair, pal.
Cut his arms off.
And they bring the haircuttery security in, the guys with the earpieces.
Because I don't trust a lot of you listeners. I want you to know this. I like you. Thanks for listening to the show. I don't trust you.
How so?
Just, I don't.
In general.
Know, we get a bunch of sneaky bastards that call the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why somebody once asked me, what do you call a Donna Mike listener with his arms cut off? Trustworthy.
Right.
Trustworthy.
Very good.
Actually, maybe it was something else. Wasn't Don and Mike listener. Maybe it was something else.
Yeah, I may have told that joke last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I will have to tell the person who told it to me. I'll give that person credit.
Yes, I did.
I'll tell that person that you used it as well.
Tell him it went over big.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah, welcome to Immigration Friday. What's happening?
Yeah, this is Dario.
Yes, Dario.
I've been around Annapolis now. I've been here for 10 years, the best country ever.
Are you a citizen?
Resident.
Resident.
Resident. You know, the show's for citizens only. Only citizens, only naturalized citizens can call.
Get your papers, son.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
So am I.
Bye!
Bye-bye. Oops.
And a naturalized citizen is a citizen that's had the perm taken out of the hair.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, to answer that question, who would go first, Shannon Doherty or Don? It would be Shannon Doherty.
Okay, all right, thank you for
answering
that.
He thought about it.
Thank you.
And this is what he came up with.
Bye! Do you know why?
No. Go ahead, why?
Yeah, so he could sniff her chair afterwards.
So I could sniff her chair. Okay, you know what?
Yeah. That's fine. That was worth lingering a little longer.
Thank you, my friend. Got a break. Oh, speaking of sniffing the chair, I know that yesterday I went on and on about Aniston in this new movie she's in.
Uh-huh.
Buzz has written a song to the tune of Candle in the Wind.
See, here's the deal. I miss your song, My Two Dicks. You used to sing to the theme of Bewitched, and so when it came up yesterday, when it was proposed yesterday that you do a version of Candle in the Wind with Aniston lyrics, I wrote for you, Don, lyrics to that melody.
So Dom will be doing the singing.
No, no, I will
not. No, apparently not.
No, I will not. I told Buzz before.
That means you're going to do the singing?
Yes.
Do you have music for this, or is this another one of those a cappella deals?
Do we have like a karaoke or the original of Candle in the Wind?
I'll go look. I'm not sure. You play it a lot, I know, so we should have it somewhere.
Such a happening rejoiner. Yeah. Beth Ann and I use it a lot as rejoiner music.
Now, Buzz, when you sit down to write lyrics, is this part of your 420 celebration?
Yes, actually it was.
And as Kelly Pickler said, you know, the lyrics. Didn't she know that lyrics and words were the same?
Lyrics and words.
Right. I just want to get this on my chest.
He talks really weird. Simon.
I'm a minx.
What's that mean? Duh.
Boy, but you know one thing she does good.
There's my granddaddy right down there.
She sings good. Does something else good.
Real good.
So, you don't have any real evidence of that. You're basing that on just the look.
Yeah, sure. She looks like, I don't even know what the initials would be to say, suck the chrome off a trailer hitch, but...
Don't need them now.
STCOTTH.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll write it down for you.
Pickler. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. We should break. Okay, one more call, and that's it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
Yeah, do you tip the bathroom attendants?
I very rarely go to a restaurant that's fancy enough to have a bathroom attendant, but on the occasion that I do, I'd have to say, I always toss a buck in.
I do.
That's terrific.
I always do. How about you, Mike?
Occasionally. It depends. I really don't wash my hands, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really do either, but that's great.
In fact, I will. What I will do is I will go right for the candy. No need to. It's either wash the hands or get a fresh piece of candy.
And isn't it pretty much your hungriest for candy after you come out of the stall?
That's like seeing one of those little red mints.
A guy coming out of the stall not washing his hands. Put the hand right in the jar.
I always wish that they do what I keep telling him. I said, it takes a little extra time, but those little mints, the red and white striped mints,
right.
Unwrap them.
Yeah, why are they wrapped?
It's a prime time exclusive. The after dinner mints at your favorite restaurant are covered with E. coli bacteria.
Yeah. How was your dinner? Good mint.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
He didn't say anything, Phil.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Try to do what?
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
All right.
Here we are. Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
Right. Len Kravitz.
Are you a prostitute?
Lenny Kravitz is not a prostitute.
Are you a drunk?
Well, okay, he's kind of a drunk, yeah.
You've been drinking today.
Lenny Kravitz? Probably been drinking today.
You are in denial.
I don't know what river he's in. I don't know if he's in denial.
The Amazon?
The Thames.
I don't think he's in the river.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
All right?
You are drunk at a tissue level.
Tell Roxy Roker's kid. Don't tell me.
Roxy Roker.
I love Lenny Kravitz. His song always sounded to me like Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Very much like Vengeance, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles
on
Tamela Records. I think that was the Motown label that they were on.
Look, not by accident that it sounds like Smokey Robinson either.
Not sure.
And this leads us to speak. We're just talking about great musicians.
A lot of Kravitz said that about me.
Lenny Kravitz, mm-hmm. Smokey Robinson, Buzz Burbank.
Right.
Buzz has written a song.
Oh boy, no good deed goes unpunished.
You know that. I live in a town called Wood City.
I know.
When it comes to Jennifer Aniston,
this
is not a Johnny-come-lately, she's the new piece of ass on the block. Listen, she's been out there for 10 freaking years.
Right, yeah.
And just about everybody now is sick of her and goes, oh, we don't care about hearing about her and Brad Pitt.
Oh, I don't know.
I still look at her and I still think, oh, I know. Like I said yesterday, all she'd have to do is that scene in Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. I'm Forrest Gump. She's the girlfriend.
And nothing has changed. I mean, this has been years that you've felt this way.
There's one thing in particular you'd like to do, too, that you talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, what I think would happen is that I would be like Forrest Gump. She'd take the bra off, and I would go like, ugh. I don't know what happened.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Look at all the babies we killed.
You may go now.
Oh, my Peter.
Thank ye.
So anyway, we got on the topic of all the dumb Candle in the Wind tribute songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Buzz said that he was going to write one about my love for Jennifer Aniston.
For you to sing.
And then I said to Buzz, well, you sing it.
Uh-huh.
And Buzz is really nervous. You should know. Buzz is really stressing.
I'm not a good singer. I'm a good talker. Yeah. I'm not a good singer.
And I'm a good singer.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you wrote it, so now here he is doing his version of Candle in the Wind.
You wouldn't happen to have any reverb or anything, would you? I take it we still have no music, right? Oh,
we have no music, but I do have a reverb for you.
Oh, this will just make it worse.
Attention, skin. Get ready to crawl.
Oh, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome, for the first time ever, at the Club Scroat, the stylings of Buzz Girdley.
Take it away, Buzz.
For Donnie, to the tune of Candle in the Wind, here is Hottest Girl on Friends.
Hello, Aniston, though you don't yet know me at all, you have the rack I'd like to see, unhindered by a bra. I'd crawl out of your woodwork and slip into your cleavage so well and whisper into your ear, Brangelina, go to hell. Oh. And it seems to me that you lived your life like the hottest girl on Friends, never knowing who to cling to when the series ends. And I'd really like to know you married Brad, passing up the best he had, a starlet ever had.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. Don's all choked up about it.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
That is beautiful.
You made me laugh so much.
That is a beautiful thing. That was wonderful.
Pollen coming out of every orifice.
That is just delightful.
No, really, let's hear it for him.
You're a trooper, Buzz.
And, you know,
a wounded trooper.
You should have seen him.
He's hurt now.
For a guy who doesn't watch American Idol, you just did the best Gase Young impression.
Thank you.
I've ever seen. I mean, Buzz had the one earphone
right
behind his ear and was standing in front of the microphone like a true crooner.
Right?
Think it helped?
I think it was a little pitchy.
Let's ask the audience. Audience? Audience? Where's the audience?
They're stunned.
Oh, there they are. Buzz.
Yes, Simon.
What I saw was just a very mediocre
cabaret performance.
That's a better rating than I expected to get from you.
Nothing you couldn't see in any karaoke bar anywhere in the country.
Well, that makes me actually feel better than
myself.
Also
bad when Simon says it's like cruise ship quality.
Cruise ship quality, and really, I don't think you're going to go through to the next level.
But you think I can get work on a cruise ship.
But thank you for the sentiment.
Maybe at a karaoke bar. Waiting table.
Well.
On Idol.
Hey, Joey.
This will be the last.
I know you like it when I call you Joey, like the hit TV show. Would you run over and get those lyrics from Buzz?
Sure.
Thank you very much, Joey. I appreciate
those
that.
Those have been destroyed.
Oh, well, get them, Buzz, because I'd love to read them. I'd love to just take a moment later in the show and read them and credit you.
All right.
I'll do a dramatic reading.
But you won't be singing.
No, because I can't sing like you.
No one can.
You're a good singer, Buzz. Oh, come on. That was funny as hell. I like it when you sing. Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I think what you'd hear if you're on American Idol is,
yeah.
Well, you had a bad day.
Oh, you know what?
Bye!
That's it, exactly.
If there's one song out there right now that makes me want to cap myself in the head, it's that song. So you had a bad day.
Not a fan of Daniel Powter?
No. You know what that's become? That's become the new. I don't want to wait for tonight. I can't sing, but you know that dumb song, that angst. It's by a chick. I don't want to wait. Like, but is it Paula Cole?
Yeah, I think that is right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait for tonight.
The big hit. You know how I know that it's a big hit?
Oh.
He was on Regis.
Oh, yeah.
Singing his big hit song.
I bought it on iTunes for 99 pennies.
That day. Seems to me you lived your life like the hottest girl on Friends, never knowing who to cling to when the series ends. I'd really like to know you, but you married Brad, passing up the best TF a starlet ever had.
Yeah. I got all the elements in there. It's got the, it's got love, it's got passion, it's got sex.
Pure weed. That's what that is right there. That is. It's 100% weed.
It's
as a matter of
paper
fact, I think also, perhaps, let me... There's some vodka in there as well. You had yourself a regular party, didn't
just
you?
Just a touch. Well, you can put it in the bong.
Vodka in your bong.
I think everybody was celebrating 420 last night.
Mike?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, I mean, I was talking about those two doing that specific thing.
Oh, I didn't.
With Joe
Sonny.
I
didn't know if that's a promotion you were doing at your restaurant.
No, absolutely not.
Omera says happy 420.
Yeah. I just think, you know, you got lyrics today, you got a gift, and you got emails last night. It just seems to be an interesting coincidence.
Here's a picture for you, Mike, that's on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. If you go there, you click on today's steaming log. Going to see a picture of this beautiful, beautiful ebony princess.
Wow.
What a piece of ass.
Look at her.
This Nubian princess is beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Her name is Karine Stephans.
Yeah.
She's 27.
Okay.
You're on the website, Buzz? You taking a look at her?
I haven't seen her earlier. I'm going back there now.
She's a piece of ass.
Is it a dude?
No, she's all woman.
Okay.
All right, where are we going with this?
I'll be glad to tell you.
Okay.
She's banged Usher, Sean Combs, Vin Diesel, Ja Rule, Shaquille O'Neal. But you know who she says the best lay is that she's ever had?
Who?
Bill Maher.
Wow.
Okay, now I understand.
She says sex with Bill Maher.
Uh-huh.
Was explosive and amazing. Now, hold on a second. Let me just say again for the record.
He's a fag.
Okay, right, I'm a fag. I got to think. He doesn't have a lot of finesse to him.
Mm.
But I'm talking about the big man now. My man, number 32 for your Miami Heat, Shaquille O'Neal. Or whatever his number is that he's wearing now.
All right.
I got to think that's like having a rhinoceros make love to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at him. Shaq is gigantic in all ways. I've got to... Really, I mean, having sex with Shaq would be like having sex with a Klingon. Okay, Mike, Shaq has a much bigger penis than Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm positive. You're just holding up the naked picture of Arnold.
Telling it like it is.
That's right.
Donnie, you mean to tell me that you got a better ride in the sack from Bill Maher than you did from Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, I'm pure. You know, it's not just about physical prowess.
She said he was explosive and amazing.
It's about knowing what to do.
Yeah. So, Shaquille O'Neal, you ever seen that guy get like 25 rebounds in a game?
Doesn't translate necessarily into the bedroom. What if he's awkward? What if he just lies there? What if he just lies there?
You know what? That's probably all he has to do. Climb the beanstalk, honey. Take a look. Go for a slam dunk.
You don't know for sure, though.
It's not the mass, it's the motion, as they say.
In Shaq's case, I don't think it matters.
Mm-hmm.
He's Shaq. Do you understand?
I do.
He's the coolest god. He's the
pretty cool.
He's the best athlete. IMHO, LOL, ROFL, you know, all that crap.
Right.
I still think Shaq's the greatest in the NBA. I know I'm the only guy in this room that watches the NBA.
Uh-huh.
Excuse
me, that's not true.
A lot of great players in the NBA.
I think I just proved.
Who you could say are your MVPs.
Right.
For instance, Mike, what do you think about Steve Nash?
I think Steve Nash is, not a Larry Brown, you know, guy. I don't think he's, I don't think he's popular with Larry Brown.
Of course he's not. He doesn't play for Larry Brown.
He doesn't play for the Knicks?
No, he doesn't.
No. I'm out.
Okay. Steve Nash.
I like Crosby and Stills better.
Steve Nash, any idea what team he plays for? He could be the MVP. I think he was tied with Shaq last year.
I'm going to say the Lakers.
Wrong.
I'm going to say the Miami Heat.
Wrong. I'll give you one more guess.
Orlando Magic.
No. White or black?
White.
White is right.
Huh.
And I'm not saying that the way Rob said
that's
that.
Why Rob's
I'm saying
clogging.
That, yes, white is he is white. Huh. He is Shea Whitey. He plays for the Phoenix Suns.
What if Steve Nash married had a gay marriage to the bad boy from the Willis show, Todd Bridges? Then he would be Steve Nash Bridges. That's my contribution to basketball, ladies and gentlemen.
And when he watches TV, he loves the Alan Alda shows. It was always Steve Nash Mash. At the party, it's the Nash Bash.
What team does he play for?
Phoenix Suns.
The Suns, I knew that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's Baden Nash Cash.
Don, my man.
Hello.
I have the lady you're speaking of tell-all book, as well as the very first porno she's done.
Oh, that's right. She also wrote a book. It was like, it's Confessions of a what? Confessions of a video.
Four?
It's like Confessions of a Slut or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But I have it. I will put it in the mail for you tomorrow so you will have it.
Oh, thank you.
But, listen.
Yeah.
She said that Shaq wasn't a good lover because he sweated so bad that she had to buy new mattresses every time she made love with him.
Wow. Listen,
well,
and
right
again,
there it is.
Again, risking sounding like
he's a fag.
Wouldn't the average chick put up with a little sweat when you're in there? You know, really with an elephant of a man?
The rooms are working.
I mean, you know, when the guys, I got to think, listen, there's no way that Shaq
grossed out by all the sweat.
No, she said, now in the book, she said that Shaq had the size of probably what she would say was a dinosaur.
What did I tell
okay.
you?
Okay, all right.
So how could you not be satisfied by him? How could you say
Bill... I will make sure that's in the mail to you tomorrow, Don.
Thank you, my friend. How could you say Bill Maher is a better lay than Shaq?
She's distanced herself from her porno movie, by the way. She said she made that back when she was a crack whore.
You know what you're doing? You're just focusing on the appendage.
Right.
Bill Maher's probably like Larry King.
Well, also, I look at Shaq and I see...
Good with the mouth.
I see...
I got that.
Well, you know, it's probably that. There are probably other things, other factors.
Sure could be that.
Like Shaq couldn't be good with his mouth?
Probably not. Of course not. Probably not.
Oh, I bet he's quite good with his mouth.
No, I think he just sits there and he's huge and he sweats.
Let's picture that.
I bet Shaq is...
Bill Maher, on the other hand... You know,
no.
Probably just all over the place.
No.
Probably hanging from the chandeliers.
See, I think Shaq would surprise you with the things that he would do in bed to you. I think that Shaq would surprise you. He would rock your world.
I'm not sure I like the way you're framing this discussion.
Okay. Well, listen.
We're talking about Shaq with this woman who you gave me her picture.
It's on our internet
That's what
site.
You're talking about.
She's effed them all. And she says Mars the best, even better than Shaq. I don't know. And the sweat to me? School day. Oh, if you've got the NBA Xbox game, the commercials are true. Where they have you seen the commercial where they say it's Shaq at the line, and they say, "Look at him sweat. A real man sweats. Shaq really sweats." Well, I bought that game for the Xbox, and goddamn, if he doesn't sweat like Marion Barry on a 1,000 degree day in that game
on a snow blizzard Sunday,
absolutely on a snow blizzard Sunday. Get out of here with your snow blizzard Sunday. Okay, that's the girl from the website. You got that. Now we do not have a picture of this chick, but there's something that I heard on TV. Oh, what was it? Oh, I know. Madeleine Albright.
Hi.
Oh,
right. Piece of ass.
I'm on it.
Madeleine Albright. Mike.
Hold on.
How old do you think
she
is?
I just seriously put water in my nasal passage.
How old do you think Madeleine Albright is?
80. Hot.
You're right. Again, you're right. You're hot.
Wow. I mean, that's a guess. That is a pure guess.
Kreskin.
You are hot. Now, I heard this on Fox News today, so I know the answer. Let's see. Did you watch Fox News today?
No, I did not.
Then you don't know the answer. How much can Madeleine Albright, who is 80, how much can she leg press? Right now.
How much weight?
Right now, today, she was in the White House gym or the press corps gym 2 days ago. I saw this on Fox News. It was not a goof. How much can Madeleine Albright leg press?
230 pounds.
The streak ends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 100
gross.
Pounds.
That is so gross.
I know.
That is as gross as it gets.
Think about it.
Picture her with those big cankles.
Think about it.
Love a woman straining with the varicose veins.
Strong thighs.
Think about it. Oh,
wow.
And on Fox, at first I thought it was a goof until they ran the crawl on the butt. You know, when they're showing the video of her, like, walking in a building.
Right. So she does, the fact that she's just doing leg presses.
And she's 80, and she can press 400 freaking pounds.
Imagine if she wrapped those around you.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would be all bright.
Hello, John Mike Show.
Yeah, I used to date someone years ago who, after we stopped dating, slept with Shaq, and she said he wasn't small or large. I don't think he was even... It was like proportional. It wasn't, well, not proportional. It wasn't larger than normal.
We'll see if it's proportional. He's still
the it was not proportional. So it probably looks small on him, but it was enough, but not too much.
Shaq is a man's man, and I don't appreciate you talking about your slutty girlfriend who slept with him one time calling the show. Get out of here.
Bye!
You bastard.
Why are you so in love with Shaq?
Always have been, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hardest working son of a bitch in the NBA. I swear to God he is. Every night that guy, he busts his ass every night.
Right.
I watch crappy NBA. Hey, listen, I'll watch Dallas versus Memphis.
Okay.
The playoffs start. They're in high def. Fantastic. Bring it on. NBA all the time, right until football season. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, hey, Mike.
Hey.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah.
Seeing that we're talking about entertainers, would you put in a bid for front row tickets or the first 10 rows to go see James Taylor to benefit the Department of Natural Resources?
No, I hate James Taylor.
What? Okay. Well, wasn't sure how you... How about you, Mike?
Not a huge fan. Not enough to want to go to the... You know, I don't go to concerts anyway.
What are you trolling for a donation?
Oh, no, not at all. I just thought, you know, you had talked about...
No, I hate Sweet
Billy
Baby Joel
James. At the beginning of the week and...
Right, I'd see Billy Joel before I'd see James Taylor.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Have a great weekend.
I hear you've got a friend one more time, I'm going to find the only friend I've got and kill him.
Bye!
God, I'm sick of that song, too.
James Taylor, a Red Sox fan, I think.
And a great lover.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as Shaq, though.
I know.
Oh, one more thing that I wanted to mention was there's the story about, what's his name, Bob Ice from American Idol.
Oh, Bob Ice.
Yeah.
I remember him.
If I go to the first row of a James Taylor concert, that'll violate my restraining order.
50 yards?
50 yards from James Taylor at all times.
So here's the story.
And Mike, Carly Simon.
Mike, I saw this on SportsCenter.
Okay.
Let me make sure I remember everything correctly. You're a Giants fan, New York football Giants fan.
Yes.
Guy on the offensive line named Glenn Parker.
Okay.
Do you recall the name?
Yeah, a big, fat, sloppy guy that
big, white guy.
I mean, really kind of a big, big old gut.
Yeah, like number 70-something, but just a mountain of a man. Glenn Parker.
Was he a bald guy?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the story. Bob Ice, mm-hmm. is in some bar in New York on who cares, someday this week. Anyway, this guy, Glenn Parker, the big, gigantic football player, walks up to him and says, hey, how you doing? Are you Bob Ice? And he says, no, I'm not. My name is Tim or Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The guy walks away. You know what? Hold on. Let me get the story. Here it is, because I'm not going to be able to translate it correctly. All right. Bob Ice was at O'Brien's Bar and Grill, New York, Saturday night. Bob Ice is chilling when Glenn Parker walked up. Glenn Parker just retired, played for the Giants, the Chiefs, and the Bills. He's 6'5", 300 pounds. He says he just wanted to meet Bob Ice.
Right.
He walked up and said, are you Bob Ice? And Bob Ice said, no, I'm not. My name is Kevin. He walked away. As he started to walk away, he went back. And he said, hey, I apologize for bothering you. I thought you were Bob Ice. At that point, Bob Ice started to fight with Glenn Parker.
Wow.
Now, Glenn Parker... I found this at ESPN.com. There's more news there. He's very aware that he's a huge football player. And if he hits a guy, not only will he kill him, it's lawsuit city.
Yeah.
It will be big, dumb football player beats up handsome American Idol runner-up. So the story in the newspaper says, Bo went at Glenn with ineffective fists of fury.
Uh-huh.
That Glenn Parker did not even try to fight back. That as Bo Bice tried to punch him, he just swatted away the punches. Swatted them away.
Wow.
But the news is this, and this was the paper, the picture that was in the paper. As Glenn Parker turns to walk away, Bo Bice gives him a sucker punch, punches him in the face. Down goes Parker!
Wow.
Down goes Parker!
Wow.
And as he was laying on the ground, rubbing his chin, Bob Ice left the bar.
Man, oh man, well that's a lawsuit for Parker.
And then what does this say? The manager of the restaurant says, Glenn Parker's a friend of mine, he's a big man, and he never laid a hand on Bob Ice. Bob Ice. I have no idea why Bo, I keep wanting to call him Bob Ice, and it's Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
I have no idea why Bo Bice acted that way, but he should know. Glenn Parker could have killed him if he wanted to.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So that's a pretty good story.
Oh my God! That's so no, and no follow up so far as like lawsuits or anything like that.
There was a picture in the New York. See, it's the end of the week. I get to all my catch up stuff. There was a picture in the New York tabloids this week of Glenn Parker laying on the ground, and the way that they had phrased the story was, "Hey, look, this big football player got his ass kicked by Bo Bice."
Well, I know about the Giants is they ought to get ready for an Easter Motors dealership up there because I believe former linebacker LeVar, isn't he going up there?
Are you ready for something?
Yeah.
LeVar Arrington, my friend, I'm Nostradami. He's going to, I don't have any 100% on this. He's going to sign with the Green Bay Packers.
He's going to sign with the Green Bay, or he has signed?
That's what I believe. That's what I heard. It was down to two teams.
So somebody that just told me this last night that he was up with his agent in New York City.
It's down to your team and to my team. Okay. I'm a Giants fan. I like the Packers.
Right. I think we both feel the same way about getting him. I think
bring him on.
I really think, please.
Bring him on, because then Brett Favre will probably come back. Mm-hmm. If they get.
Do you think Favre will come back just because of a linebacker?
Sure.
Really?
He wants the team to be. I think Brett Favre wants the Packers to be better. I mean, he has said, go sign some free agents. Get some guys who can turn this thing around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like LeVar Arrington. Absolutely.
I just think he's a New York kind of player. You know, I think he'd do well.
I think that he'll become a New York player.
Mm-hmm.
I think that right now he's not jaded like all those New York asses.
Right, right.
But you know what I mean?
So you heard this rumor, too. So these are both at the rumor stage right now.
Well, he's got to sign with somebody. LeVar Arrington doesn't have a job. He's got to sign with somebody.
And you heard it's down between those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw that on the Rich Eisen show tonight.
And Bo Bice told you that, didn't he?
Yes, he did, right before he hit me.
Sucker punched you.
Okay. Oh. Here we go. It's time for an old favorite.
Remember something or other.
I'm really feeling like I'm full of piss and vinegar today.
Right.
Let's take a segment with you little brains and play a little Stump the Stoop.
You know how that works.
Because you know, it's like Name That Tune, except I'm really a savant when it comes to pop music, top 40 music, hit records, let's say from 1970 all the way up to... Oh, gosh, the biggest hits of today. I was just discussing how I hate that song, so you had a bad day. So what you want to do is call the show right now at 877-365-3636. We're going to do like a Name That Tune with old songs.
W-K-F-K.
Old songs, new songs, and between songs. And if you beat me, you're going to get a prize.
Cool. It's that easy.
Pretty much unbeatable.
But it's not easy.
Put in one for example, Rob.
You're as good with these tunes as Bill Maher is in the bedroom.
I still think that Shaq would be a million times better in bed than Bill Maher.
Well, you know what? There's only one way to find out. This weekend, you have to sleep with both of them.
Only if there's a hair cuttery in their town.
There will be.
You got one for me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what the song is. Was it a hit record?
Of course.
How many notes?
I bet I can name it in 1 second.
One second. All right.
Or if you like, I'll start with 2 seconds.
Okay.
Just to show you how good I am at this.
All right.
It's a Shame by the Spinners.
Exactly right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Let it roll for a second. Because I won't always play the whole song.
How long was it?
How long is what?
How long is the song?
The song is 3 minutes and 3 seconds long. The intro is 18 seconds. They're going to go, ooh. And this is before they were on Atlantic Records. Okay, give me one more.
That was with 2 seconds. What harder do you think? One. Maybe one this time?
1 second.
This is harder.
It's harder? Okay. Ooh. Was it a hit?
It was.
Really?
Yeah.
You got me.
I did.
You got me. Well, let me hear what it is. I really don't have a freaking idea. What the hell is this?
Maybe this is not...
Rob, no, listen. I'm sorry. No Time to Lose by the Tarney Spencer Band was at best a regional hit.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Come on, you're killing me. That's too obscure even for me.
What region would it be?
I think it was like
Alaska.
A southern hit.
Oh, okay.
Where's Bus in Alaska? All right. You got another one?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Make it just hard enough to demonstrate my skill, but not so hard I look like an idiot.
Okay.
Please. 2 seconds. Here we go. Oh. Talking in Your Sleep by the Romantics.
See, that's how
I wouldn't have known any of them.
I know the secret that you keep while you're talking in your sleep.
Can I try one just
yes,
once?
Of course.
Because I think I'll get it. I'm feeling confident.
You got one for Mike?
Yep.
You want 2 seconds, Mike?
Yep. 1 second.
Just one?
Just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Run our test.
Although I got it.
Yep. I know what it is. I know. Wait. Get ready.
By the Temptations.
Hey, good job. Never met a girl
who makes. How about that?
Isn't that something?
You're all right.
Okay, one more. Just one more to test.
Old school.
Old school?
Yeah.
1 second. Oh, I've Been Lonely Too Long by Felix Cavalieri and the Rascals.
Very good.
I've been lonely too long.
Lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long.
What are you doing, the Tarney Spencer Band?
You didn't like that?
You're killing me with that.
Never heard of it.
Okay, everybody, call now if you think you can beat me at this little savant game. Love to give you some prizes. Call now. Phone Jeopardy. We'll be
This is the Don and Mike Show. No subscription, no problem.
You know what?
Free.
This is
free
crap.
106.7 WJFK. Pass it on.
Good ads, Gillespie. Solid promos.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Solid.
Jerk off.
So here he is with his big juice.
It's me, the jerk off.
The number one man of all the jocks.
That's right.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need.
Here we go.
Turn up the sound on the record machine.
Uh-huh.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Yep.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Right there.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom.
They don't shut up, do they?
You know his taste is so nifty.
Nifty.
So let's start to swing. And let's start to sway.
Play.
Here comes the guy with some records to play.
That's it, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, yeah.
The big and the pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Okay, that's enough of today's hits.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready to take on any and all challengers. For a game that I used to play with my DJ buddies called Stump the Stoop. Don't know why we called it that. We'd get around a table, take off our pants,
mm-hmm. And see who has the stump.
What we would do really is get a lot of beer,
right,
and sit with a record player. A lot of times we play this game in a radio station. I was coming up on radio, and really the game was because you'd play it in a studio that you weren't using with the speakers real loud.
Right,
5 or 6 guys getting drunk. One guy, it's almost like running a poker party in your house. One guy was the bank,
mm-hmm.
And he would say, "Okay, who wants to bet?" And like you put down a dollar,
right.
Say, "I can name it in 1 second."
Mm-hmm.
And we actually would play for money and for prizes.
Wow. And you, besides your ability with this, every record you played during that era, you kind of like memorized the time and the
label,
the fade and what label it was.
I played them so many goddamn times,
right.
I kind of committed to memory. So,
sure.
It's a game I used to like playing with my DJ friends. Let's play it with you now. Again, if you can beat me, we'll give you a prize.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Hello, Mark. Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. Now, Mark, we'll give you the chance to go first on Stump the Stoop.
Rob is gesturing towards the air. I don't know why he's doing it. Oh, perhaps because we've got a Sacramento caller on right now.
So the deal is that we'll play a hit record, and if you can identify it, and we always start with the listeners. We're generous. We'll give you 3 seconds.
Three.
If you identify it in three, I identify one in three, then we move on to 2 seconds. Are you ready?
Sounds good. All right. I'm ready. Tell Rob to sit back and enjoy this heavyweight fight.
Okay.
He's cocky.
Yeah. Good luck.
Name?
Dick. Now, what's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark.
Tell Mark to get bent.
Okay, Rob says get bent.
It's Mark Cutback Davis.
Now, just so we're cool, you hear everything coming through the phone, correct?
Yes, I can hear well.
Beautiful. 3 seconds, go.
That's ZZ Top.
And what's the name of the song?
I'm going to blank.
Been nice playing. Name of that song is LaGrange.
LaGrange.
Yeah, right. You sound like the plane. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Hey, wait, don't you have to match me? Don't you have to match me?
Yes, I do. Hold on. I'd be glad to match you.
Yeah, otherwise it goes to another round.
So I get 3 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This would be so easy. If I Can't Have You by Yvonne Elliman. The label is RSO. Stood for Robert Stigwood, guy who reinvented the Bee Gees.
Right.
It comes from the soundtrack of Saturday Night Live. Would you shut up? I'm talking it up there. What'd you say?
I say, would you dare go another round?
Bye!
Not with you. The heavyweight fight is over. Bring another challenger to the table.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Stump the Soup. What's your name? Any idea?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Reston.
All right, John, rest in VA. Good luck. Rob's got the songs in. Everybody will tell you, we've got about 8,000 songs in our library.
At least.
I have no idea what's in the machine.
One, two, or three.
Oh, got three machines.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You ready? 3 seconds?
Okay.
Good luck.
Dang.
Yeah, that would be, Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Okay.
And everybody stop saying my bad, please.
Sometimes I...
Now, in order to knock this guy out, you go to the next one.
Three seconds, here we go. Sister Golden Hair by America. The label is Warner Brothers. One of the singers is named Dewey. There's two guys in the group. Song, 3 minutes 22 seconds long. It's about a correspondent writing to his girlfriend.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday.
Sorry to beat your ass so bad.
Next.
Bye.
The password is encyclopedic.
Let's see if we can find someone else. Right, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Hi there. Welcome to Stump the Stoop. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
Stockton.
All right, Andy.
Well, no
Stockton,
good can come of this.
Stockton, CA.
Andrew.
3 seconds. Good luck.
All right. Okay. That's Ron Artest.
What?
Ron Artest.
No, that is ABBA. Singing.
Never got it.
SOS. What do you mean you never got it?
I would never get that.
You would never get it. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Oh, hold on a second.
What? Been an error?
It's Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, so.
All right, how does this work?
He gets another shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, deal with it.
He gets to go to the second round and he gets to guess.
Yes, deal with it. I got it wrong. Oh, let it roll. Oh, you bastard. You're tricky. All right, good, Rob. That's good. Every once in a while, I need to have my balls kicked in sometimes. Within my soul.
You kicked your own balls.
And then I'll shave them. See, right here it goes. Oh. Mamma Mia.
Uh-huh. And it's a fabulous Broadway musical, too.
You saw it on stage.
Yeah, I know. Okay, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, good luck. Now, is this round 3 seconds as well?
2 seconds.
Two seconds, sir.
Good luck, sir.
2 seconds. And you know what? Because I got that wrong, I guess. Does he get a prize?
Well, I think...
I do get a prize.
He gets a prize if he's able to guess the song.
Okay, here we go. 2 seconds. Good luck.
God darn. Heebie-jeebies.
You're not even. You just wanted to be on the radio.
I'm going
to
guess it's Take On Me by A-ha.
That's right. Is that it? Yeah.
Take On Me.
And a great video. Wasn't this the video that had the sketching?
Yeah.
Right.
Remember when that came out, it was like, boy, that's cool.
Yeah. And then you get so burned
the
on
third
it.
Time you saw it, yeah. P.U. All right, so 2 seconds on this one for me?
Yep.
2 seconds.
And then you get the prize.
And knock this guy out. Oh, Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
Great song.
Come Back. 1983, Atlantic Records. Dum, 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 and...
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Don.
And nice meeting you, sir.
Let's have no jam.
Thank you, Don.
Somebody else. I just feel dumb about blowing that ABBA thing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. You ready? Now, are you any good at this?
Yeah.
Okay, 3 seconds. Good luck. Where are you from, Mike?
Salisbury.
Salisbury, Maryland. Beautiful. Salisbury. 3 seconds. Good luck.
Oh,
come on.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Easy, easy, easy.
Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson.
An artist who was previously referenced on the show.
That's right.
Only when Smokey stinks.
Oh, that's by ABC. That's another group. So 3 seconds now, I beat his ass. Here we go. Okay. All the Things We Do for Love by 10cc. Which, of course, has something to do with number 3. And the amount of number 3, although we've had that debate before.
More if you're counting Shaquille O'Neal.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for coming to my side. Too many broken hearts. All right, see you.
Bye.
See you later. Let's see if we can do this again.
It was good.
Dumar would be 5cc.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Are these, here we go. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Stump the Stoop. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Hello. All right, Chris, where are you from?
Red Rock, PA.
All right, beautiful. 15, I'm sorry, 15.
What?
He gets 40 seconds.
He gets 40 seconds is
3 seconds. 3 seconds. 3 seconds. Here we go.
Oh, it's Dance to Music, Sly and Family Stone.
Excellent. That's our first caller that's gotten one.
Oh, boy. Good.
Rob and I actually sang background vocals on this.
Here you go.
You can recognize this if you listen carefully.
Mike and Rob.
We enjoy doing it so much.
All right, good for you, my friend. You got one. Now, if I get... you win if I don't get this one in 3. Hang On Loosely by 38 Special. Southern Fried Rock on A&M Records. I always thought they sounded kind of like if my band Boston ever went into a Waffle House.
And now the good news for this call is he gets to go to the second round.
Yeah, right.
The round of 2 second songs.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
2 seconds. Good luck.
Jesus.
I got it.
A bad 80s song. Let's see. I don't know.
Dancing in the Sheets. Shalomar.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance on that one.
What do you mean you didn't have a chance? I had it now.
No, I don't.
If I don't get this one in 2 seconds, you get to move on.
Alrighty.
Here we go. So... Thunder and Lightning by Shy Coltrane.
That's a good, obscure, full.
Columbia Records. At 1971.
Good song.
That is good.
Yeah, you never hear this one. I just love this.
You never hear this song. You never hear this song.
Never. Not even on Jack. Can I play anything?
Can you play to the hook?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to let it roll right here. Thunder and Lightning. Okay, Ben, nice disposing of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's a fag.
Bye.
No, I didn't mean it. I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. Hello there.
Welcome to the gracious space.
Don and Mike show. Welcome to our social club. Hi, what's your name?
Jason.
You any good at this, Jason?
Let's hope so.
Jason, I tell you what.
You needed more.
On behalf of all those who are waiting on hold, do think they have a chance? Let's find someone who thinks they're good at this. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yep.
Think you're any good?
Mediocre.
Sorry,
thanks
that's
for calling.
Another person moves up in the line.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What up, Doc?
Hey, you want to play?
Yeah.
You any good?
I'm great.
Okay, here we go. 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. I got it.
Check.
That would be Smoke from a Distant Fire by the Sanford Townsend Band.
Oh, my God.
And don't let the screen door hit you on the way out.
He hung up.
He hung up.
He would have been able to stay because you have to guess one in 3 seconds now.
Right. I'll just do it for fun. Oh, Glory Years. Glory Days. Bruce. Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. All right, let's bring the next
victim.
Next piece of raw meat into the gladiator chamber, into the squared circle. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. Greetings from Chico, California.
Beautiful. How's the man?
Chico, don't be discouraged.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Ken.
All right, Ken. Are you a music aficionado?
I try my best.
3 seconds. Good luck.
OJ's Rubber Band Man?
Rufus! Tell me something good.
Rufus. Oh,
without Chaka.
Chaka Gadot. Rufus.
I thought it was Mike O'Mara and the Trap Band.
Okay. Hold on just a moment before I dispose of you. Now I'll name one and three. Here we go. Point in for you. A Cult of Blue Oysters. I know it's Blue
Oysters.
Don't
Fear the Reaper.
No, it's Burning for You.
I'm sorry you fooled around with that, and A Cult of Blue Oysters cannot be accepted by the judges.
Oh, get out of here.
Bye!
Get out of here. Bye, you. Okay, let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's happening?
You ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. Let's just see if we can find anyone who's worthy.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, Funky White Boy something or other. Scheisen.
You are all posers. No, it's Wild Cherry. Play that funky music. Epic Records, 1975, and they're all white.
Quite often confused with Casey and the Sunshine Band.
By dumb people. Hold on. I've got to do it in three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Stand by. Stand by for action.
Okay, B.A.
Perfect ass.
By dumb people, yes. I know they're dumb. They're dumb. I'm just making
Mike,
a statement
not
here.
Many things I'm good at.
I understand. You get all ramped up when we play this game.
That would be Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Damn. You're going deep, man. That's pretty sweet.
He's a fag. Homo. He's a fag. He's a fag. He's a fag.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Just one more. That's it, because I don't want to take time away from the Friday session.
Somebody's got to challenge you.
I don't know. Let's see.
Where's the player?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're the last chance for humanity. You any good at this game?
Yeah, I'm pretty decent at it. You've already missed one, though, that you thought was right.
What was that?
38 Special. It's Hold On Loosely, not Hang On Loosely.
Okay. How's this sound? Well, you got to drop the F-bomb?
Jeez.
You got to drop
I don't think that went well at all.
You got to drop the F-bomb?
I don't think that went well
I'd
at
give
all.
It to you.
He seemed nice.
I'd give it to you. Trust me, I'd give it to you. I'd give it to you like Shaq's going to give it to that girl. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Like Shaq gave it to that girl.
Hello, friend. Trusted listener. BM eater. Tool. Hello, I'm trying to use any name you respond to. Hello. Caller. Dope. Idiot.
Person with the telephone.
Oh, man, that's me.
Okay. Yeah.
It was.
Bye!
Okay. He was almost funny. Oh, boy, that's me. Hello, Don and Mike. Last chance. Hello.
Hey.
Come on, let's play. Are you any good?
Yeah.
3 seconds. Good luck. Here we go.
No idea.
That's a hard one, Rob.
Yeah.
That's Tired of Towing the Line by Rocky Burnett.
Wow.
I would almost put that in the Tarney Spencer Band category. Let's give the guy another chance.
All right. Well,
something a little more mainstream.
Okay,
sure. I don't know what Rob's picking. Here you go. 3 seconds. Good luck.
I need a better phone. It sounds like mush in distortion.
Run out and get one.
Yeah. That would be Day After Day by Badfinger. I remember. Day by day. Day after day. Day after day. Day by day is God's spell. Right.
I wouldn't have gotten that one if I had a better phone.
Okay, here we go. 3 seconds for me and... Oh, Why Can't We Be Friends by War. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Okay, been nice beating you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know what, Mike? I'm afraid that once again, it's got to come down to you. You're the only person that can really challenge me on this game.
And you know what? I listen to all of these songs and... Tough pulls, except for a couple of them. I think these were some tough songs.
Okay, this could be a real fast lightning round with me and Mike.
All right.
You want to start at 3 or 2?
I'd like to start at 3. I need 3 today.
All right. 3-4, Mike.
Culture Club. Church of the Poison. No, no, no. Damn it. I don't get it.
Karma Chameleon.
Karma Chameleon. Damn it.
Where's that tape now?
He's a fag.
Okay.
Three and seconds. A tall guy. That's the biggest surprise about
three
him.
3 seconds here to knock out Mike.
Tall and gross.
Turn the beat around. Vicky Stu Robinson.
Wow.
Later redone by Gloria Estefan. I hated the version. Vicky Stu Robinson from the dance clubs of New York City. This was on the label that had the dog sitting by the record player, RCA Victrola.
Turn the beat around.
Well, so much ass to kick,
yeah,
so little time.
That's right.
It's been another great edition of Stump the Stoop, everybody.
I'm like all the other pretenders.
I mean, just real fast, just blow you away. That would be Spirit of the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. That's Something So Strong by Crowded House. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Keep them coming, Rob. Cracklin' Rosie by Neil Diamond. Come on, you gotta keep them. I'm going too fast. Dance the Night Away by Van Halen. Fortunate Son by CCR.
Wow. Wow.
I'm still crackling Rosie in that one.
I'm not even gonna pick them. I'm just gonna advance them.
Okay, that's fine.
Right. Oh. Oh. Wait a minute.
Oh. Ferris?
Anyone? Not yet. Anybody know?
All right, you tricky bastard. What is it?
It's Wishing I Was There by Natalie Imbruglia.
Very big in Hawaii.
Okay. Well, it's probably a hit. I didn't know that one.
Regional hit?
Yes. Here we go. Oh, Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
Right.
Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top. Just Let It Go so you'll know that I'm right. Oh, Give Me All Your Love. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh. Okay, that's it. Oh, that's bad. That's bad, and with two bad.
You're not. Yeah, you don't like. You don't like it in the, if your ERA goes above one.
No. Give me three more. Just let me end with three. You know, and again, I don't care what they are. I just got to get three in a row. Here we go. LaGrange by ZZ Top.
We already played that.
We had that one. Can you find it? We got 8,000 songs. Give me anything different. Anything. Here we go.
Here you go.
Hold on.
Is in the bush?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know the artist. Do you know the artist?
Is it Monique?
Musique.
Oh. Like Monique. Oh.
Gimme Good Lovin' by Crazy Elephants.
Wow. That is a good one.
Down to the Gulf Stream waters. Rob's giving me some hard ones here. I don't know. What is that?
Warren! Cherry Pie!
Oh, is it really?
Okay,
you should have gotten that one.
I should have had that one. Good, Rob. All right, that's good. I don't mind showing you that I'm human.
There you go.
Oh, I Stopped the World to Melt With You by Modern English. still the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love? Still all belt with you. Treat Her Like a Lady, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Bam, bam, bam. Backfield Emotion by Mel and Tim. Backfield Emotion. Let me see what's... I'm just waiting for him to queue up now. Barracuda by Parts. Well, that's it. I think I demonstrated. Oh, Just a Girl. By No Doubt. Also, Gwen Stefani.
Right.
And that's it. You got one more?
Suffragette City, David Bowie.
Wow. Hey, Mike.
You know you're Bowie.
Yeah, you know, Mike's better at the headbangers.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of close to that.
I'm better at the faggy songs. Good one.
Of course, some might say David Bowie.
Yeah. You know. Invisible Touch by the Gen Men. Okay, well, listen, we could sit here really. I could do this. Why don't we just all go to my house so we can get drunk and do
this? All right, let's do it.
Rocket by Herbie Hancock.
Later modified out in North Dakota to Rocket 99.
Bracket
by Ernie K. Scar.
Bracket 99.
Rockin' the reservation.
Private Eyes, Hall & Oates.
Wow. Gay. So gay.
I know, I'm just telling you.
No, man, but that song, I hated that song.
Them. You didn't like the video?
Remember when all we got were Hall & Oates records all the time? Everybody, hey, it's another week, another Hall & Oates hit. Rico Suave.
Good.
Wow.
And I have no idea the artist.
It's
one name, right?
I want to say Geraldo, but I know.
Gerardo.
What is it? Geraldo.
Last one.
Okay, last one. Here we go. Green Grass by Gary Lewis, the Playboy. Send this one out to Buzz Burbank.
Everybody
send it to everybody who yesterday had a very nice 420. Green grass. Yeah, everybody, come on now. Okay. Anyway, that'll do it for
Bravo.
This.
Bravo! A stellar performance.
Stump the stoop.
And once again, undefeated today.
Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for my balls. Stay tuned for the Friday favorite. Coming up next, the Friday visit. I got to talk about an effing dog dying?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Beyonce. Crazy in Love. Still playing the game.
Champion Hot Baggers. Don and Mike.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No offswitch.
Thank you, bud. Time now for the Friday visit. And we don't have a theme for this, so we can just let this music play with Beyonce. Well, bring in, perhaps you know him from 24, as the Department of Defense.
Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense. William Devane plays, the role is...
Thank you for turning off that music.
Isn't your last name like Heller on the show?
Secretary of Defense, Heller. How are you?
Who's your daughter?
That's classified.
No, it's Audrey Raines.
All right, now it's out. Are you insane?
I'm tired
of all of these press leaks. I'm always angry.
What's up with your overbite?
Divert my plane to Los Angeles. President Logan is going to destroy the country. 24, the most popular show on television. I haven't enjoyed myself this much since I played John F. Kennedy in The Missiles of October.
I remember.
Didn't you play all the Kennedys?
I've always played Kennedy, whether or not I'm at home or on screen. That's classified.
Can I have your resignation on the desk by the end of this bit?
Are you insane? I don't understand, but something very bad is going on here, Jack. And what you've got to do is think about the good of the country.
He thinks you're Jack.
What you're proposing will bring down the United States government. I can't let that happen, Jack.
That's pretty right on.
Yeah.
I'm not Jack Bauer.
You don't understand. This is about the future of this country. I won't stand by and let that happen over some petty argument and the fact that you're in love with my daughter, Jack. It's just not going to happen. Quit staring at my startling shock of gray hair.
I'm staring at your big, gigantic teeth.
You're analyzing over the years, Jack. What everyone's done is analyze my overbite. But it's not going to happen anymore, because I'm going to get to the bottom of this as soon as I get off my private jet, where I'm putting on my half-granny glasses, reading the latest magazine that makes it look like a dossier of some valued, important strategic significance. Strategic significance.
What?
I'm terribly sorry. Something slipped on my upper plate, Jack. There we are. You don't understand. Pardon me?
You keep calling me Jack.
I would appreciate some sort of respect, at least for the office, if not for me personally.
What,
personally.
For the fake office you play on 24?
My dentures were constructed by a tombstone company on 24. Actually, I'm more pissed off than I've ever been at the producers of 24.
Why? Now, anyway, now let's get into it. Why is that?
Prior to the season where President Logan was introduced,
yeah,
I went to the producers and I said, I think it would be better to have more William Devane star power if you would cast me as the President of the United States. Oh. I'm a multi-layered actor.
Are you
I've
insane?
Played presidents. Are you insane? That's classified, Jack. We don't have time. And I'm not going to stand by and let you ruin the country. There's things that I have to do. First of all, get me to Logan's office. I'll present him with the tape, and then we'll ask for his resignation. Then the vice president will walk in, and at the same time, President Logan will accuse me of treason. After that, treason. Treason.
I got it.
Did you get it?
I did.
Treason.
You ever smell one of Edgar's farts after he was dead?
Keep that quiet. That's for the better of the country. The fact is, you know, and all of your cronies know, that the reason people died at CTU is because of Edgar's farts. That's what did us in.
And even,
not the nerve gas, Edgar Stiles farts.
And even after he was dead and laying on the floor, he still continued to fart for a while,
didn't he? Because he was dead and began to decompose, Jack. Everyone knows that. You're not shedding any new light on this.
How do you feel about
Mike Novick has a bad colon.
Oh.
And the Secret Service agent known as Red is banging Mrs. Logan. And we're going to put a stop to it, Jack. Now let's all calm down. Let cooler heads prevail.
I can do that for the good of the country.
For the good of the country. That's classified. I'm very concerned about what's going to happen. If we could recap, there seems to be a conspiracy about.
Let's recap. What's happened on 24?
What's happened on 24? First of all, it should be pointed out that Jack Bauer is madly and passionately in love with my daughter, Audrey Raine, who doesn't share my last name for some strange reason. Oh, that's right.
She was married
to the British fellow.
Who's the guy who's dead now?
Unfortunately, he has passed. This is true. Martha Logan has a top.
What? What about Martha Logan? What about her?
First lady.
First lady?
Martha Logan.
Yeah.
The first lady.
Yes.
She, there's one irrefutable fact.
What's that?
She has a top drawer rack.
You ever seen them?
Cleavage to die for and gigantic aureolas.
You ever seen them?
Have I seen them? I've played with them. Like my own personal Cupid dolls. I love them.
Are you insane?
Are you insane? That's classified, Jack. I'm not going to stand by and sit here and watch you ruin the country because of some half-baked idea.
You ever TF her?
Yes. although I need the pills. I'm not as young as I used to be, Jack.
Do you,
You're making me angry.
You ever have the chance to,
My breastplate is off the manifest. Divert my plane to Martha Logan's rack. We're going to land between the mountains.
What about Chloe?
Bring my Gulfstream 5 down right between her nips.
What about Chloe O'Brien?
Chloe O'Brien is a valued asset at CTU.
But what about as a woman?
As a woman, she is not good. She is not capable of doing the things in the rack that I like. That's the second use of the word rack. Two nouns, one for breasts. One for the bedroom.
Hey, are you like my best buddy, Mike O'Meara? Do you shave your balls?
That's classified, Jack. You could sit here and throw these accusations around, but it's not going to help you or the country if you're talking about O'Meara shaving his balls. And he doesn't. He trims them. And he did that years ago anyway, when he was on a drinking binge.
What about him and the strap-on?
He enjoys that. With the stress and strain of his day-to-day life, he likes to relax by having someone who's intimate with him put something on and put it near him.
Yes.
Not always deep, but just enough to get him by. You understand, Jack?
Yeah. You ever think that Jack Bauer did that with your daughter?
Audrey Raines?
Yeah.
She'd never wear that.
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
She knows her father is the Secretary of Defense, Heller, flying back from Japan after the summit meeting and diverting his plane to Los Angeles. How could she possibly, for the good of the country, put a strap on? On. And Chloe O'Brien smells like buttered yams.
Are you worried that they're going to kill off your character on 24? Because as soon as people get popular...
That's ridiculous.
They kill them off.
That is a ridiculous notion. You don't seem to understand. You don't seem to understand that my character is integral to the entire future of
you?
The show.
You're
and
integral?
The country. That's classified also. This information is on a need-to-know basis, just like my role on Knot's Landing. My daughter's face is longer than the presidential limousine. We call Audrey the chin the Devane household.
What was it like being on Knot's Landing?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I truly enjoyed all of my castmates. Joan Van Ark's painted on eyebrows really made me moist. Can you have an aide empty this spit cup? I seem to be bleeding from the upper lip. My teeth are so, so sharp on the very ends, Jack, that I have to occasionally have them filed down so I don't injure my tongue.
You know, you're pretty lucky on 24 that being as the show is based on 24 hours in one day, you, unlike a lot of the characters, are dressed, you and all the government guys are wearing nice button-down shirts, ties.
What are you talking about? What are you getting at?
Well, like, for instance, have you noticed the ratty...
Skilled diplomats make their own luck, Jack. Something it would behoove you to remember.
Have you noticed, like, the crappy clothes that poor Jack Bauer... He's got, like, a hoodie on this year.
Right.
Chloe's got that crappy, like, belly shirt.
Jack Bauer is slightly misguided. That's why I had my aides tie him up and restrain my daughter. Don't you remember?
But
restrain her.
But didn't you see Jack Bauer get away?
No, of course not.
Why?
If you're following, I was in Logan's office. And he said, then he accused me of treason.
Right.
And that's when I said to him, are you in shame? That's ridiculous notion. Tell the vice president the truth. This is stupidity of the highest order.
And as it ended...
Watch out or I'll pussy punch you in the neck, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Karate chop.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Who brought down Bauer? It was me.
Yeah, now,
right. Secretary Heller with one karate chop right to the Adam's apple.
Now, I know when we watch...
That'll take Donald Sutherland's fag son down. Put him on the ground.
We talk about 24.
The name's Devane. Bill Devane. Something you ought to remember, Jack.
Suspend disbelief. However,
yes.
Am I supposed to believe that Jack Bauer, who's like the modern James Bond...
Oh, that's foolishness talking.
He goes down when you, a guy that looked like a Ferengi, you give him one chop to the neck and boom, the world's greatest super agent
down.
I'd like to point out to you, Jack, that on Knots Landing, Bill Devane did all of his own stunts.
Huh.
Forever. I've been doing stunt work since you were probably a gleam in your father's eye.
Now, what stunts were there besides, like, climbing up on top of Joan Van Ark on Knots Landing?
Precisely. Do you know what a tumble in the hay with her does to a man's quadriceps? My God, she was a beast.
Which Kennedy?
And she was a man.
Which Kennedy?
Johnny Van Ark, and she had a sex change operation.
Which
Sutherland has an oversized head? It's creepy.
Kiefer?
Kiefer. Yes, Kiefer. It's the only name I can pronounce and not sound stupid. Kiefer Sutherland. I'll do a stunt with Chloe, calling it the Flying O'Brien. It's very simple. I suspend Chloe from her computer monitor. Then we'll see what code she can access. We'll see how she does. But Edgar Stiles' rotting corpse is kept right under Chloe's dead desk.
How did I just say? How many times?
It made no sense whatsoever.
He understood you.
How many times you played JFK?
That's classified, Jack.
That's like an IMDb search.
If I start saying things like that, this country is in deep trouble, and you ought to recognize that, President Logan.
You ever play Bobby Kennedy?
Have your resignation on my desk in the morning.
Are you insane?
Are you insane? Off the manifest. Everything in this room, off the manifest.
So you realize that at the end of 24, when you were standing in President Logan's office this week,
yes,
the phone call he got...
Just a moment. Buzz.
Yes.
Let me turn this off.
What?
Belated from William Devane. Happy 420.
Hey, thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
Back at you.
There, I've laughed. That'll be the only time that happens. These shoes could bring you to your knees. I'll tell you something. All I have to do is slip off a penny loafer and jam it into your right ear. You'll never father another child. Rest assured, Jack, I'm a lethal weapon. I may look old and decrepit, but look at this head of hair.
Yeah.
And look at these pits that I have on my cheeks. Deep chasms, deep jowls, and also fissures that you could put toothpicks in.
Your face kind of looks like Thomas's English muffin.
There are lots of nooks and crannies, Jack. Something you ought to remember. But where are they? They're classified as well.
Now, you keep calling me Jack. Are you calling me Jack like Elvis called people Jack?
Listen, sport.
Or is this like
I'm
a
not
Jack
good
Bauer
with
thing?
Names, Chief. You have to remember one thing.
What's
when
that?
You're talking to Devane, don't be alarmed if he doesn't get your name right away. So I proceed to make names up for different people. Sport, Chief, Buddy, Buster, Pal, all of those things. Audrey's mother was a real piece of work.
Anyway.
Big, fat, and good at math. She gave me a beautiful, long-faced daughter. We used to call her Moon Pie. Audrey's jawline was longer than my knee socks that I wear in the summertime with my plaid shorts.
Are you worried that yes. they're going to kill you off on 24?
Not a chance.
Good.
Stay watching. Watch what happens. Watch how I rise to power like a phoenix out of the ashes. Audrey looks like Matt tonight.
You mean the old McDonald's
yes. moon?
Yeah. We used to fing it to her all the time, Audrey. It was only a paper moon shining over a cardboard sea. Like your face, young Audrey.
Here's another
moon
one.
Moon shape.
Which one? Was it Laurel or Hardy that had the big long face?
That's Stan Laurel. I was a fine actor.
You know who else your daughter looks like?
I worked with Stan Laurel. That's how long I've been in the
wow.
business.
Your daughter reminds me of Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, Jack. Please remember these things. Why do you seem to be mocking me as opposed to showing me the proper amount of respect that I need to get from you, Jack?
I'm gonna
look you dead in the eye.
Are you going to get hard-ass on me now like you do on that show? You going to get intense with me now?
I need the resignation by morning. And this matter is closed.
Hold
now
on.
Get Mike Novick in here. Have him draw it up. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
Let's
recreate that scene. I'll be President Logan.
Sure.
Okay, so you just said the thing. And then Logan gets the call and he says, oh, what? What's that? That tape of me ratting everybody out? Oh, you got it? Okay, bye. And then he says, hey, guess what?
There's no evidence against me. Take that man away.
Mm-hmm. Are you insane?
Now that's...
I'm ready to fist fight you, just like I fist fought Wilford Brimley. And I kicked that ass.
Well, did you fight Wilford Brimley?
I fought him over a piece of corn on the cob in the commissary. Fat ass. And I gave him that weak little karate chop right under his jawline, and he dropped like a big, fat, obese sack of potatoes.
Hey, Rob, who was the, it was Michelle, who was the chick on Knots Landing with darker hair?
Michelle Lee
was a great lady. A dame. A real 100% broad. She was a mall. A real tart. A spectacular, beautiful babe with great gams. Gams up to her eyelids.
You ever split that, Adam?
You damn right I did. Daily in my trailer. Everybody went to Devane's trailer. You know why?
Why?
Because this was the running joke on Knots Landing and something you should remember, Jack.
Okay.
Everyone wanted to see Devane.
Oh, Devane.
Do you get it?
Devane.
My penis.
I understand.
Devane.
I'll tell you about Brimley, though.
What about
him? We fought like brothers, like older brothers, on every single day. If he was on the studio lot, I would kick his fat-ass diabetic butt.
Now Wilford Brimley wasn't on Knots Landing, right?
No, he wasn't. I just seeked him out in Hollywood. Never liked his whole mustache, walrus, granny glasses-wearing pussy look. And I'd find him wherever he'd hide. One time I caught him in bed with Maureen Stapleton, God rest her soul.
Oh, I loved her when she was Edith Bunker. Oh, excuse me, I'm quoting Beth Ann McBride.
That's wrong.
Right?
My trailer had to be hosed out every 10 days. You know why?
Why?
You have to ask, Jack. Because of Devane.
Devane.
Devane. Devane. Right here.
Okay.
Better than Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Rest assured. Do you think a man that has a face like this, Jack, would have a small one? Not on your life, sucker. Don't forget that. I burned down Brimley's bungalow. Just a pack of matches and some ingenuity. And Brimley's little bungalow was toast. No more making love. No more sitting there having daiquiris with Don Amici in the afternoon, faggot. I took care of him, by God. Wow. I certainly did. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a Hollywood insider, Jack.
Who are you?
I'm William Devane, and that's classified. Please call me Secretary Heller.
All right, Secretary Heller.
I hate Nancy boys like Wilford Brimley. Man, what a candy ass. I don't know who I hated more. Any of those cocoon fags. Amici, Hume Cronin, Wilford Brimley.
Hey, what about...
Put up your dukes. You steal my ass.
On your show, what about that, the guy that was RoboCop? He's the bad guy on 24,
Peter,
right?
Yes.
Peter, what's
Weller.
His name? Peter Weller?
Peter Weller. Kind of rhymes, doesn't it?
With Heller.
They ought to use his regular name. How about Secretary Heller, get Peter Weller? That's funny, Jack.
You have a party with him?
Not a chance. I like to hang out with my contemporaries. I really enjoy spending time with some of the older actors, like Red Buttons. You're familiar with him. Jack Albertson before he passed away.
Yeah.
Lots of good Hollywood types. Absolutely. But my main man, the guy that I party with all the time, the $6 million man.
Oh, Lee Majors.
Lee Majors is a pip.
Huh.
A real pip.
Good to know.
Good guy. Fun. Sorry that all those whores took all his money like Farrah. Man, those were the days in Hollywood. It would be me, Majors, Van Ark, and Farrah. All going out to the local hotspots.
Jack. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Sunnier days.
He made it up.
Sneaking Visine into Brimley's sweet tea. Hello, bathroom.
Good times.
Had by all. What a slice of heaven this has been.
Devane, thank you for coming by.
Always a pleasure, Jack. And remember, our conversation is totally classified.
Buzz, what are your stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, know who's starting to profit from higher gas prices? Pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
Bush says the government invented the iPod. and the campaign to outlaw Harry Potter.
I got $700 one time when I pawned Joan Van Ark's diaphragm. Sunnier days,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Are you insane?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right, right.
Stay classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. It's time for Buzz's News and Comments now. Buzz, tonight brought to us by Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices, Hard Times Cafe. Hey, listen, are you insane?
Are you insane?
Evan is O'Mara's date auction Saturday. Mike's joining Old Town Manassas. Mike is your charming auctioneer. Come bid on eligible singles and benefit the American Cancer Society. Fun starts at 8. Go to O'MarasRestaurant.com. And this is...
Five, three, four, five.
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the auctioneer sound effect. But
right.
They made me forget what I was going to say. God damn you.
Oh, no. That bad?
Yeah, it was something good.
Oh, well,
give me a second. Hold on. It was about this.
Oh.
This song.
Uh-huh.
Which is neither good nor bad.
Mm-hmm.
Animotion.
Yes.
You're My Obsession.
Right.
The lead singer was married to Richard Marx. One time, me and Mike were with a record guy, who back when we worked at the station that played records, who told us that he was at a hotel.
In a pool.
In an indoor hotel.
Okay.
An indoor pool.
Right.
With Richard Marx.
Right.
And all Richard Marx wanted to do was find chicks to come down to the pool.
Mm-hmm. And swim in their underwear.
And swim in their underwear.
What's wrong with that?
And it's while he was married to that chick from Animotion,
oh, yeah.
Which is what I thought of, because I read Mike Slug.
And if I remember correctly, somehow corroborated by a woman that called our show.
Yes.
Mm. Right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
No, and it was Tommy Schoberg said that it was like the middle of winter,
right.
And they were they were in the middle of nowhere. So it was like a Holiday Inn that had an indoor heated pool in an atrium or something.
And he brought groupies back, right?
Yeah, and the record guy, a good friend of ours, Tommy Schoberg, had to find the groupies that Richard Marx liked the most. And Tommy, made a point of saying to us,
right.
He didn't bang them.
Huh.
He didn't bring him back to his room.
Kind of sat lifelessly in a lawn chair.
Like Elvis.
While they swam.
And he watched them swim in their underwear.
Huh.
That's it.
Interesting sport.
That was, that's what I wanted to bring up.
In the winter.
It's Friday, so everything kind of gets thrown out there on Friday.
It was a water sport.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, hold on. Jackie the Joke Band says the wife's name was Anna Motion.
Anna Motion.
Get it?
Thank you, Jack. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Wow.
We're not only driving more gas-guzzling vehicles in spite of higher gas prices, we're also driving more miles to and from work.
We're Americans, Buzz. It's
That's right.
Right.
That's right. A new report says the American commute has gotten much longer in recent years. For a growing number of us, getting to work takes more than an hour.
Well, it might take us longer soon.
Nearly 3 million of us drive an hour and a half or more. The guy with the longest commute drives 3.5 hours each way, each day. That's right, he spends 7 hours a day just driving.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Excuse me. Can you sing this story?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can't sing anything.
I just loved it when you sang earlier.
You know, this area is a classic example.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people that live in West Virginia and actually work in Washington and do it every single day.
Well, this guy, Mr. 7 hours, no matter what time of year it is, he sees the sun rise and set on the road. He spends $185 a week on gas. That, of course, is going up. The author of Commuting in America says many of the longest commutes involve living in one suburb and working in another. The length of the average commute was 26 minutes at last check, but even that was up 13% from the year before, and that was 6 years ago. The report says the long commutes have spread to more states. What was just a New York problem in 1990 has spread to California, Illinois, New Jersey, and Maryland. A report last year said Texas commuters typically spend 47 hours a year in traffic jams.
Living in one suburb and commuting to another.
Right.
Yes. Interesting.
That's up from 40 hours 10 years ago, and that's on top of driving.
We do that.
Gladly.
Well, you do what you need to do.
I mean, we do it
that's
now.
Simple.
We do it now.
Oh, that's right. We do it now.
And we'll be doing it again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
soon. Buzz.
Yes.
Listen, about the gas.
Yes.
I've got tremendous farts today.
That's right. I have some Rolaids.
No, I was we're going to talk about gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a discussion with some real people today,
uh-huh.
meaning the people not in the radio business.
Ah. Okay?
And I said to them, at what point do you say no more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these are regular people.
What answers did you get on prices? How far will they go?
Okay.
How high will they go?
The general consensus seemed to be,
right.
and I don't know how this is, but I was just talking to a bunch of people. I was running some errands out of the store.
Random survey.
And they said, about $350.
That's
all. And what's sad now is that, and I kind of found myself agreeing with them, that you think, well, okay, if it's $350 a gallon, like by Memorial Day, I guess I could deal with that. Whereas 2 or 3 years ago, if somebody said $2 a gallon...
You'd go out of your mind.
And
right.
if you remember last year, when there was the spike last year, some gas station and a radio station got together, right, were selling gas like for $2.50 a gallon. The people lined up around the corner.
Right.
I mean, miles together.
Right.
I don't know for me what my drop-dead point will be. I don't know if I'll ever stop driving. I don't drive enough now that it really pisses me off. But I think if it gets to five, mm-hmm. like it is in Britain, if it's five or six.
Five will make people melt down. I mean, it'll be huge.
Seem to be headed in that direction.
But the general consensus from the regular people I was talking to today
right.
was everybody said at every gas station now it's over three.
Right.
That maybe you could find some that had like regular at $2.89, at least here in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all like, yeah, well, it's happening everywhere. And I
right.
said, where's the drop dead? And they said, well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe $3.50.
$3.50.
Maybe.
I think that soon.
You see it at four, people are going to, I mean, $4, I think people are going to just be pissed.
I think we're headed there. And gasoline supplies are drying up from Virginia to Massachusetts. The problem is we're switching additives.
Oh, yeah, that's
by
the
law.
Ethanol,
oh, the
right?
ethanol.
And the ethanol can't be transported by pipeline. It has to be trucked. And right now, there are shortages. Dozens of gas stations here on the East Coast have already closed as we go into this spring weekend because they're not getting the gasoline. They're out of gas. Here we go.
Hey, but the good news is I do believe, from what I heard, that it's primarily a problem with regular.
That
the stations will still have the super premium available.
High test, as we like to call it.
Did you see Regis the other day?
No.
Talking about gas?
No.
And, you know, he drives a fancy car.
Right.
So they were talking about gas prices like everybody does. And he says, well, you know, my car says it should take premium unleaded. I just put the regular in.
That's Regis.
I mean, really. And there, you know, the moron in me says... Right on, old
right.
man.
Mm-hmm.
The part of me that's burned up an engine before
right.
understands, really, if it says premium,
if it says
unleaded,
it when you open that gas tank,
right.
you put in the premium.
Just put in the regular stuff, or it's
right.
going to sound like you got a bag of marbles
exactly.
in your gas tank.
Right. Knocking quite a bit. And it'll also do that thing where you shut it off and it takes 6 hours to.
Right. No joke, really.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you say no? And none of us would ever say no more because we have to drive to
right.
come to work.
There is no.
But where's the point when you say, Jesus Christ, this is unbelievable? I think for me it would be five. Mike?
It would be four as far as unbelievable or just pissed off. I mean, we all have to get to work.
Yeah.
Unbelievable to the point where you're sitting there and you can't, and you're looking
$4, I remember the last. What did it hit the last time? What was the highest way back in, last?
Like there were parts of Manhattan and California like now.
It was last summer that it was close to four. And I remember it was an experience. I remember where I was.
Uh-huh.
I was on Route 15. I was going up to Pennsylvania, and I was at a gas station, I remember, and I had a big SUV, and it cost me $75 to fill up my tank.
All right,
that's when I went absolutely
yeah.
bat-ass.
Five is my number. Four is yours. What's yours, Buzz?
You know, I'll pay whatever it has to be. I guess I would get a different kind of car or something.
Where would you get angry? At what price?
I think once it crossed four.
Do you know, I really do believe this. Now, I know that somebody shot me down when I was talking about the boycott one of these gas stations or whatever. But in the internet age, where everybody is able to mass communicate with everybody
right.
instantaneously
right.
better than we ever have been able to,
uh-huh.
I really think people ought to make some kind of statement. And, you know, this is the kind of statement we could all make. If everybody just coordinated when their tanks were full, and you topped off your tank on one day, you made sure you had gas, and then on one day, you just coordinate with everybody, you publicize it, and nobody buys a drop. And I swear to God, that would get us noticed. And that would bring them for one day. That's what I've heard, that these companies would totally freak out if that happened. I'd love to see somebody.
They know we'll be back the next day, though.
Yeah, but it's just, it's a protest, Buzz. It's like a walkout. It's making the statement that,
it's the blue flu.
Right. Exactly. It's a similar type of thing. You know, who knows? Yeah. But I mean, what do we just, you know, why don't we just jump off the cliff? I mean, everybody's like taking it.
I'm with you.
No joke. Serious. What's your price?
I would think if it passed $5, I would be out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'd have to get different kinds of cars or something if it got to that point.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Maybe you would.
Yes.
Well, I know you would.
Oh, exactly. That thing we were talking about. I hate it, but when you're right, you're right. You know me well. God damn it.
Okay, I'll give you the, because we got a break here. I'll give you the crib notes on this. Mike was a tree hugger a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And I said to him, seriously, if you really care about the environment, get yourself a hybrid car.
Right.
And then I said to him in the office, keep in mind, the hybrid cars are great. I mean, as a matter of fact, my son, it's the only responsible thing my son has done in his entire life.
Right.
He has to pay for his own car.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a Prius.
Yes, he did.
You know why he bought a Prius? He bought a Prius because he gets 56 miles to the gallon.
Right.
And when he bought it, he said, Dad, I'm buying a clown car, but I'm going to save money over the years.
Yeah, he will.
Now, I said to Mike, I said, if you really mean it, go buy the car. Mm-hmm. Mike came in for a couple of weeks and said, damn it, I'm going to do it.
We had a discussion. I was on the internet looking at the hybrids.
Mm-hmm. At first I said, you're not going to like the ones that they have, but there's like an SUV. Toyota makes an SUV. There's a Lexus SUV.
Right.
And I said, you're never going to do it because you're used to me like driving your big, gigantic, American-made boat.
Yeah, well, the SUV, I did trade the SUV in, but I didn't get a hybrid. I bought a 1978 Eldorado.
There you go.
That's good.
Now you're going to save money.
I'm going to save lots of money now.
You went to see the hybrids? Did you look at them?
I looked at the hybrids, and I'm sorry. I swear to God, I apologize. I believe in people that do this.
Right.
This is you're better people than I am, but there's not one of them that's not like a pussy-mobile. And I don't mean the good kind.
Oh.
I don't mean the kind like from, Kill Bill Volume 1. I'm talking about just they look like they should be driven by nerdnicks.
Well, let me tell you. I said, because that awful. I said to Mike, I said, a man of your stature
yes,
must drive the top-of-the-line hybrid. That if you try to get like into the Prius like Bart had or the little Honda thing or the Ford Fusion, and that's what Mike said, Ford Fusion. These are the hybrid cars.
I know. There are not many of them now, but they're going to be hopefully more as time goes on.
We'll see.
Buzz, listen, you opened up Pandora's box.
More gasoline talk when we come back.
Okay, thanks. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi.
When I hear them, I like to fall out. Don and Mike.
Here we go. Time for more buzz. Buzz brought to us by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business, your life. Life takes Visa. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Howdy.
In Madison, Wisconsin, Steve Shapiro moved closer to work to save gas money.
So his commute is
shorter, yes?
Hold on.
What?
I think we all know there are no Jews in Wisconsin.
No, Steve Shapiro lives there.
So you say. Welcome to Buzz's Made Up News.
Actually, I'm quite fond of the cheese.
Are you, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Don't mix it with meat.
No, of course not.
No, it wouldn't be kosher.
Am I the only one that's seen the signs? Welcome to Wisconsin, America's Dairyland.
Mm-hmm.
For whites only.
Didn't see that last
line. Whites, Catholics.
Didn't notice that.
That's all.
White Catholics.
No.
For white Catholics only. Yeah.
For WCs only.
Yes, for white Catholics only.
Yeah, hey. All for Brett.
Go Badgers.
All for Brett.
Gas is nearly $3 a gallon even in Madtown, and pawn shops in Madison say they're seeing more business because of it. People are raiding their garages, attics, and jewelry boxes for whatever they can part with. One pawn shop owner says a customer rejected his offer on a broken gold pendant. The customer said it wasn't enough money to get him to Milwaukee. And the pawn shop guy says he's buying a lot of stuff now that's worth less than what it would cost to fill up a tank.
Wow.
And guess who else is paying for these higher...
You say bid with confidence?
Yeah,
eBay whore?
Get it out there, you know.
That's one way. Guess who else is paying for these higher gas prices? President Bush, whose approval rating is just, I knew he could do it, just hit 33%, a new all-time low.
Yeah!
Brother, what can I do to help you?
And that's a Fox News poll which says the Republican-controlled Congress scores even lower. Its approval rating, 25%. And as anybody with a gas gauge can tell you, you really shouldn't let it get below 25%. Most people said the economy doesn't feel all that healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, very quickly, because we're running low on time. I think it's generally known that everybody thinks he's doing a crappy job.
Yeah, but it's fun to watch the number go down.
I know it is, but really, I mean, and buzz him off for the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, so what? I mean, he still's got the job.
Yeah, he's a lame duck, but he's got the job through 2008.
His approval rating could go to zero.
But
and if he gets a wild hair, he could still push the button.
If we really make him mad, like he goes below 10%.
You know what I mean.
Well, show them.
Hey, good guy.
I'm going to nuke Nebraska.
Talk about the Iran thing.
Right.
Everybody, if they call to ask you if he's doing a good job,
mm-hmm.
let's at least put him back in the 40s. I mean, let's... Because really, I am concerned that he puts so much emphasis on the polls
mm-hmm.
because he says he does not.
Right.
And when he screams that he's the decider. And they say, do you care about your poll numbers?
Uh-huh.
Now, he's going to be getting these same questions. Do you care that you're at 25%? It's like the lowest ever, below Nixon. And he's going to say, no, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, what if we keep asking people, they keep saying we hate him,
right.
and it goes lower and lower, and then
you think he's going to wig out on us?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I am not S-ing you now.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy will just go freaking nuts. And dig us the biggest hole that we can never climb out of.
Like maybe Iran, I should say.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Like Iraq.
I mean, that's the next thing he's
going
to do.
I mean, that kind of is where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
So
would that be, in your definition, wigging out if he if he nuked Iran?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like they used to say back in the day,
right. Yes.
If anybody asks you your favorite president, say George W. Bush.
So to keep his head right.
And win the chance not to have America get into another war we can't win and don't want to finish.
It's an interesting point.
Say it and win. Who's your favorite president? Don't do it to win a prize.
Who's the money president? Georgie is.
Stick with a winner.
And win with a sticker. Hello. And really, you would have to do it like, where's that Pink Floyd bed?
Oh,
that, we used to do this all the time at WLS, called People Ask a Favorite Radio Station. You would hear this.
You'd hear.
Mike, you'd be the guy on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mike O'Mara of Washington, D.C.?
Yes, it is.
Who's your favorite president?
Hold on. I know this.
George Bush? Congratulations. You're going to Disney World.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Thank you very much. I always listen to George Bush. The decider.
Duh. Remember, anytime anybody asks you that I'm your favorite president, say it and win. Say it or kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah, because his head won't be in the game.
George W. Bush. Buzz, see, now look at that. We ate up all your time.
Yes.
To talk about the poll. Talk about Bush. Ugh, boy, he stinks. He stinks. But we all know it.
Right.
So let's make him think that we don't think he stinks, so that he doesn't press the button.
See, when he, but it was when he didn't think he stunk that he got us into all that other stuff.
Yeah, but now...
So now, you maybe a little humbling experience would be an order.
Oh, come on. Do you think that guy has ever had a piece of humble... Christ.
No
he
way.
He makes me look humble.
I think the only thing we do, though, we do have congressional elections coming up.
Yes. So that's all.
That's all we got. It's the only way you make a statement right now.
We also have.
You don't get the call.
A couple of stories to wrap up the week when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
And loop off the Beltway. We're still seeing a big slow ride where you leave Birth Pike to the Mormon Temple. Broken down cars out of the way. Outer loop still closed. Van Dorn Street to the Wilson Bridge. Take NBA playoffs. See game 2 of the Bulls Heat and Nuggets Clippers coverage begins tonight on TNT. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Crisis King time. Six until. I like working that in. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, we leave you this week with a couple of parting shots, and I'm going to need an exemption on the H alarm, please. First item.
All right, it's turned off.
Although a former Nazi death camp seems like an ideal place for a Broadway. And although a death camp seems like an ideal place for a Broadway musical, the upcoming performance of Jesus Christ Superstar at a camp in Poland has been canceled.
I love show tunes.
The group representing the camp's former prisoners okayed the performance, but an American Jewish group protested. Maybe they saw cats.
Mm-hmm.
Item, a carpenter in Oakland, California has been arrested on the job just this week for working in the nude. Quoting carpenter Percy Hannibal, it's more comfortable. A homeowner called police after arriving home early to find Percy swinging his hammer, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's why you wanted to accept
that. Yeah, right.
No!
I don't want to alert anybody, but the guy who was responsible for that alarm, we found out is going to be performing at the very same place where we played our donkey basketball game with Dick Van Patten about 5 or 6 years ago.
You mean we might get him?
Good gig. Yep, and we could finally, you're darn right, Buzz, we could finally drop that whole alarm thing.
Fantastic. Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, Bobo, boy, I mean, good job today, but Jesus, neither Glenn Campbell nor Snoop Dogg Dog called in today.
What happened? There was a miscommunication and Glenn Campbell called Snoop.
Okay. We'll see you on Monday with a new episode. Have a good, safe weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll see you on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, and you. Call me as soon as your family leaves.
I will.
Okay. Mugshot.
As soon as they leave you.
Till we meet again.
For good.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying.
Oh, microphone on.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performance has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Have a nice weekend. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.